Wait a minute. Okay, now we're recording, and now we're officially ready.
All egan. Get it out of the system now. All ego, Ethan Page, tonight on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Plus, we're going to talk Stomping Grounds. We're going to make some picks. We're going to shit on Monday Night Raw and much more. Next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And I don't have a liner.
And Tony doesn't have a liner.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only, Vaheem, a.k.a. Chocolate Man, Shaheem Ali, one half of Coast to Coast, and you're getting ready to listen to Shining Wizards Podcast. Ooh, baby, you know it.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Of course, it's the Shining Wizards. We've got an early start time tonight because the hotline's going to be hopping in just a moment. All ego Ethan Page calling in. But first, holler at your boys. It's Wrestling Talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Kevin.
Matt.
Woo.
Yeah.
Fellas, how are you?
Oh, daddy.
I shit my pants yesterday.
Oh, fucking
no,
awesome.
No, wait,
we
whoa.
We got time for a shit my pants story?
There's not.
There's like 2 minutes.
There's a two-hour podcast that's not enough time for
yeah, but we got like some filibuster
story.
Right now. And like Ethan Page is calling in from Impact Pro Wrestling.
That's a perfect lead-in to Ethan Page.
Right. So I didn't. So when I work the truck in the summer, right, it's fucking gross hot. I don't eat a lot. Because I just don't feel like eating. But I had like a break yesterday, so I ran home and Rhiannon made these turkey meatballs. So I made a turkey meatball.
Eating healthy, I like it.
A turkey meatball parm sub gimmick, right? Great. Fantastic. Like.
Yeah, there's not enough time to tell this story.
Doing an event at like 11 o'clock at night, and I felt the bubble guts. Right?
So in case of Bubba Rigney?
I just thought I had some really bad gas.
Isn't that like a kid show on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
The bubble guts.
A race home, right? I'm fucking booking it, bro. I ran in the house.
Obeying all speed limits, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't, like, I barely got my underwear down, and it had already leaked out, and it, like, I got it all over the squatty potty, the back of my jeans. I was like...
Wait, did Blue Meanie owe you money?
No, it was bad. And then it was just, like, evacuated. I just...
Wait, into your drawers? Or did
no,
you
I made it to the bowl.
Okay, well...
But I made a mess. And then Rhiannon was just sitting on the couch in our bedroom watching TV, and she could just hear me going, "Oh God, oh no, oh!" And then I came out with socks and my T-shirt on, and she's like, "You didn't," and I'm like,
"Yep,
maybe I sharted in my pants. I don't know what it was. My stomach was fucking killing me last night.
Maybe that's a bad thing that you know you should actually eat something.
I know it's just so fucking like." Gross and hot out.
Well, yeah.
I don't have a big appetite.
So eat a pizza.
I don't want to eat a pizza.
Get something in your stomach.
Eat a pizza something.
Yeah, right. get one of them power bars, them like fucking chewy bars, or them oat treats or whatever.
Yeah, don't they make you poop faster?
No, they bind you up. If it's got oats in it.
If it's got fiber in it, you're good.
You need fiber one and fiber
I thought maybe someone put some fucking Visine in my my water or something.
Yeah, that's because that's what people do. They go around and put
perfect
Visine
transition.
In water.
Sometimes. Joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, straight from the car in Canada, Impact's only, or Impact's one and only. Sorry, I was just telling the shit story, Ethan. The one and only Ethan Page. How are you, sir?
The what story?
I was telling the story how I shit my pants yesterday.
Oh, nice.
All right, so I mean, it's the perfect transition, I guess. Do you have a story similar to Matt just telling the world that he sharted his pants yesterday?
Yeah, I once used to sell water softeners door to door, and I ate some bad food. And during the sale, I asked the guy if I could use his bathroom, and I clogged it. It overflowed. The water flew out of the bathroom into the next room. I packed up my stuff and I left.
That's amazing.
Already my favorite guest of all time.
Right from go, you just triumph my shit story. I can appreciate it though. How are you tonight, Ethan?
Better than that day.
Clearly. Well, I mean, now you're on the podcast, so I mean,
that's a toss up.
Yeah, you could go either way.
We'll see. I can call up this toilet too, I'm sure.
So we tried to set this up for a couple weeks. You're on your way to do something for Impact, right? Some kind of taping.
Yeah. Do at least every week, or we try to do it every week. It's like a live Twitch show where we watch old Impact and kind of essentially like we crap all over it. So it kind of fits in the beginning of this podcast.
Yes, yes.
It's usually Josh Alexander's with me, and then we'll have like some other guests, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, we're wrestlers, so we like wrestling. It's easy to watch wrestling and talk about it, and we get paid to do it, so there's no complaints out of me.
Yeah, I saw the clip of you guys when you watched the one where the midget had the gun.
Yeah,
and your reactions were priceless. Were you fans of Impact growing up, or is this like the first time you're seeing some of this stuff?
This is the first time I'm seeing a lot of it just because of my age. Like, when I got into Impact, it was pretty much when they, like, the weekly pay-per-views were done. They were already out of Fox Sports, so they were pretty much, like, lining up with Spike TV and, like, when Kurt Angle and Christian were coming in. That's when I really dove into TNA.
So let me ask you this. Amongst the people on the roster now, do you guys still feel that there's that lineage from those days? Does it still feel like the same company to you, or is Impact on Pursuit or on Pop, whatever it might be, is this like a whole new era for you guys?
I think it is a whole new era. Like, I personally try and hold on to the days of the past just because of nostalgia. I want to be part of that history because, like, it is pretty rich, and like there's a lot of guys that have come to the company that have really left a mark in professional wrestling. So to be able to like add my name to that would be awesome. Or like next week we're wrestling for the tag titles. If we win the tag titles, like, I want my name to be in that list of guys, like, you know, Motor City Machine Guns, the Dudleys, Young Bucks, or Generation B, or whatever they were called. But like, I would like the North to be a part of that. And yeah, like, I don't know, I still call it TNA every once in a while.
Right. I think we all do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I think that there's value to it. I just think that there's like a bad stigma because of the poor decisions that previous management has made. But I know they're trying to right their wrongs now, and I'm one of the people that's happy to wave the Impact flag.
Right, and if you think about it, if you do consider this the same company as, you know, was on Spike and as was on Fox Sports, it's a tremendous feat to still be around and to be on that map somewhere has got to mean a lot to you and a bunch of the guys and girls that are in that locker room.
Oh, and it definitely does. And we work our asses off just because we don't want to be the worst era of this company.
Trust me, you're not.
That's good. Thanks.
And for those listening, Impact Plus Playback is tonight at 8 o'clock on Twitch, twitch.tv/impactwrestling. Ethan Page, Josh Alexander, and a special guest. Do you know who the special guest is, or are you just going to show up and there's a special guest?
No. It's independent wrestler Jody Threat. We just keep them as a surprise because we figure they're not really quote-unquote selling points. People just know that it's going to be me and my friends trashing old episodes or pay-per-views. So yeah, and like we're always popping for all the crazy stuff, and if matches are good, we're happy to talk about it. And yeah, it's just a good time.
Do you guys pick what you get to watch, or is it just kind of random? You just show up and they're like, here you go.
Oh no, it we get to pick. Like, someone tipped me off that there's an episode with a midget and a gun, and I just jumped for that right away. Last week, we chose to watch the very first, because it was literally the to-the-day 17-year anniversary of that weekly pay-per-view. So watch the first one of that. And then the week before, I think we picked something because I really wanted to see Sonny Siaki. And I think I wanted to see what the heck was it? Oh, the Crimson Dragon, who is Chris Hamrick under a mask, and he's just like the craziest wrestler ever. So yeah, check it out.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know Sonny Siaki, obviously, but I don't remember the Crimson Dragon.
Yeah, he only had two matches, but I'm trying to bring it back. Like. This is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
I'm gonna have to YouTube the fuck out of that.
Oh, Chris Hamrick, super underrated.
Chris Hamrick, I know, obviously, yeah.
And like takes crazy like falls all over the place, and he does it in a mask, which is even better.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. I felt when ECW folded, I was like, damn, no easy money, no Chris Hamrick. Like,
oh no, we don't talk about easy money. I hate that guy.
All right.
Now we're breaking news.
There's a story there.
Maybe not.
Fuck him. Easy money, right?
Yeah. Scum of the earth. He owes me. He either owes me $400 or three pairs of gear that will no longer fit because I ordered them when I was 19 years old.
Ah, that's right. I forgot he was in. I remember. I used to go to his gear site. Actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's not called a site. It's called a scam.
Oh, okay. The gear scam. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well,
that's a free plug for Easy Money.
No.
Gearscam.com.
Fuck you, Easy Money. You jerk off.
Yeah. What a fuck.
Yeah. Thank you.
How dare you take money from the all ego Ethan Page? How rude. Yeah. This
more
single,
but he said the all ego.
Should I not have said the?
I don't know. It's a little assertive.
It is.
I could be aggressive sometimes. I feel like I'm on your side though. Like if I got to shake down Easy Money.
We can add easy money.
Go get me some easy money. That's what I need.
Look, I'll find them. I'll shake them down.
Oh boy.
Look, Matt's been calling out Bobby Lashley for like a year now.
Yeah, he keeps dodging me, and then he went to the WWE, and now he wants nothing to do with me.
Oh, we don't talk about him because he's not with us anymore.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
No, I'm just kidding.
Imagine every name we brought up, Ethan Page is like, no, we don't talk about him.
Yeah, we don't talk about him anymore.
Hornswoggle? No, we don't talk about
Jeff
Hornswoggle.
Jarrett? No.
Oh, you got any gold? Did you get any gold from Jeff Jarrett when you did the Chandler Park thing?
Any gold? What do you mean?
Didn't he do the Ponzi scheme with the gold bars?
No, I've never heard this.
Matt, really? We don't talk about Jeff Jarrett.
Oh. Well, I can't talk about anything. I'm done.
We can talk about Alpha One Wrestling.
All right, let's talk about Alpha One Wrestling.
There it is.
You're more than welcome to talk about that.
So you got a couple big events coming up. Talk about your involvement with Alpha One Wrestling up in the Great White North, there, pal.
My involvement. I do everything.
Are you the promoter?
Yeah, I pretty much do everything.
There you go.
Is that even if you're not and you're just fucking around, is that a side of the business that you're interested in learning about or honing your craft? So we've seen you in the ring and we know you are a very well-rounded wrestler. Is the backstage stuff something you'd be interested in learning and pursuing later on in your career?
Oh yeah. Like I'll do it tomorrow. Like if you're telling me I don't have to fall and I'm going to make the same amount of money, I don't care. Sign me up.
There you go.
I mean, I don't blame you. Shit. You were heavily featured in the Viceland documentaries, and they go over your feud with Darby Allin. Just walk us when you go back and you watch that stuff and you see like the risks that you guys take, especially with like Darby getting hit with the shovel and his elbow like exploding. Like, is that always in the back of your mind? Like, I mean, I know like driving a car is dangerous, flying is dangerous, walking down the street is dangerous, but you guys are literally putting like, you're risking it all on the ring every night. Is that something that is always in the back of your mind, or is this just like, you're going through the motions, this is your job, this is your career, you don't really think about it?
It's always in the back of my mind until I walk through the curtain, and then it's like, yeah, it's time to just go to work. But yeah, it's something that I constantly think about. I know a lot of people are very carefree, and I'm sure once they have a child, it'll change their mind. But I used to be that person too. But yeah, now I definitely worry about it all the time. But even like when I watch that thing back, they sat on the footage for so long. But everything I felt while it was being filmed, I still feel now. Like, I don't think we should have done the second match in New York. I think we should have ended it in Orlando when he jumped off the ladder and splashed me through the table. That should have been like the culmination of the entire thing. We could have done anything else to build me up to just lose to Zack Sabre Jr. anyways. Like, it wasn't a big deal. Yeah, like, I never wanted to use the shovel. It was, the whole thing just pisses me off.
And just
cut- they also cut out a lot of me disagreeing with Gabe, which I thought was a little silly.
Right. And just to kind of piggyback on that question, you mentioned it yourself that so much time they sat on this footage for so long. When you look back and when you watch this and you see yourself in a different place, in a different time in your career, do any feelings regenerate? Do any personal issues regenerate? Or do you look at yourself and take yourself back into that time where you were? Or do you just kind of like, you know, that was then, I'm doing this now?
Yeah, that was then, I'm doing this now. Like, I could care less. It's cool to see how all the guys pretty much ended up somewhere else. Like, the entire locker room is not there anymore. There's maybe one or two people, but yeah. I mean, it is weird that they held onto the footage because it's not really relevant to like where we are now in pro wrestling. But I mean, it was still cool to see. I'm glad Austin Theory got featured. I'm glad Darby Allin got featured. And Fred Yehi, they're all great wrestlers. So it did its part.
Yeah, and it seems like, and I'm not shitting on the show because I actually really enjoy it. But like, you look at all the other episodes, like Mia Yim and like, you know, the MLW with like Swerve, even like Dark Side of the Ring with like Swerve is now here and Mia Yim is now there, and you guys are now here. It is interesting to see and to try to digest how long it's been and how much time has actually passed since these things were actually filmed.
Yeah, and like, they're very well done too, and I'm sure they could have been edited. Like, I saw that episode a year ago. So even then, like, I've already seen it, and then they still waited. So, like, it was finished, and they just sat on it. It's probably strategic. They were probably waiting for the Dark Side of the Ring stuff to finish, and who knows what was coming out in the years before to make them want to wait. But they did. It came out. It's good.
It's very good. And we're on the line with All Ego Ethan Page at Official Ego on Twitter. And you're very vocal on your social media. And a really hot topic lately is this this independent versus this signed contract thing. I don't know where it got started or what the genesis is of it. But where do you weigh in on this? And what's the big to-do? I understand that Killer Kross did an interview where he kind of like threw Impact under the bus and said Scarlett's signed, but she still lives at home with her mom and she has a day job. Can you shed some light on your perspective of the situation?
Okay, so let's say whatever contract that they offered Scarlett was whatever amount of money and whatever the agreement was. Looking at it, she should have known that she's still going to have a day job and she's not going to make enough money to move out, but she still decided to sign it. Time goes by. She starts getting popular and now she feels like she's worth more, which she probably is. But she's in a contract that she no longer likes, but she still agreed to it. You can only ask for more. And if they say no, it's like, really, that's it. Like, she did end up getting her release, but I mean, if we're just like, talking about what like my opinion is, I just think like once if we're okay enough to sign something and to agree to a certain amount of time, we should be okay enough to honor it, even if we don't agree with it anymore. And like to say, you know, I still have to have a job and I still live at home. It's like, I know what Scarlett makes. I probably make close to the same, possibly less, maybe a little bit more. I'm able to feed my family. Like, I have a child, I have a wife. My wife doesn't work. Like, I only do professional wrestling, and I have the same job as her. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just what you make, what you're offered, and what you've been given. And like, I've personally asked for a raise as well, but I'm not going to discuss it publicly. It's just not who I am. Whether they agree to it or whether they don't agree to it, that's between me and Impact, and I feel like that's the way business should be done.
Absolutely. And it's not like you are, like, Impact is, you are exclusive to them. You're, as we mentioned, Alpha One, you're doing Border Town this weekend. I mean, you're all over the independent scene, so it's not like they have you tied up. And I guess it's just a case where, even in the case where you're unhappy with your contract situation, there's tons of opportunity out there. You just have to go out and get it. And yes, the traveling is a pain in the ass, the 10-hour car rides and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, no one held a gun to your head to be a pro wrestler. You know, like, that's the decision you made. So you might as well go balls out, which is what it seems like you're doing.
And that's the thing is, like, at the end of the day, our job is so ridiculous. And the fact that we can even make a living doing what we do is just funny to me. And I'd like, with an opportunity for every person that ever laces a pair of boots to make $1 million. That's just how it is. Like, you could dumb luck fall into $1 million, or by God given talent and skill, you could fall into $1 million, or like me, you just chip away at it and make yourself as relevant as possible by any means necessary. And maybe one day I'll have $1 million, but that's everyone's, like they have that chance. And it's one of the only jobs in the world that has that chance where you could go from broke to $1 million pretty much overnight. And I think that's why we're all chasing, is to get to that whatever goal it is that we want. So, like, yeah, a lot of us are going to be eating shit in not the best contracts or situations, but it's all to hopefully get to where we want to be.
And
I think people just have unrealistic expectations of what they're being given.
And it seems like today, I'm not saying the opportunity is there for everyone to make as much money as you're kind of alluding to, but the chances are there for you to earn your way to that pay level. Am I wrong on that? Like, the chances are there now more than ever for someone to get the potential to make that kind of money.
Well, just in WWE alone, more people are signed to that company than ever before. Like, it's, you're talking about hundreds of people, whereas before they might have had just 100 people. And even when they had 100 people, they were looked at as like, wow, that's a lot. And now it's in the hundreds. So, like, there's opportunity there. And with Impact, like, our roster grows, it seems like every taping we're adding people to it. So, like, the chances are there and the contracts are there and the opportunity is there. It's what you're willing to do with it. And, like, I never, like, I always got the advice that it's always better to have multiple streams of income instead of just one. So, like, when I signed with Impact, I wasn't just looking at what they offered as the only income. I looked at the opportunity of growing my brand and, like, branching out and picking up bookings on my own and being my own agent. And I just look at Ethan Page as a business instead of just a wrestler.
Now, you talked about signing with Impact, and obviously this reincarnation of you and Josh Alexander as the North, this isn't your first trip there. I mentioned Chandler Park before, and it maybe didn't suit you best, but being with Abyss, how valuable was that just from a learning standpoint under his learning tree?
It was cool. Like, I wish, I like selfishly wish we got to do more. There was more that was planned out that we were supposed to do. We were actually supposed to stay together until Bound for Glory, I believe, but it just didn't end up working out that way because of the visa situation. We had to wait a little bit longer, and then by the time I ended up getting my visa, so much time had passed that the character pretty much died out. And realistically, like, we only filmed, I think, 1 or 2 days with Chandler Park and Abyss, and it just played out for so long with the vignettes and stuff that it ends up being like over a month of TV, but I only got to work with Abyss for like a day or two.
Huh, that's interesting. We went to an Impact taping once in the city, and it seemed like it went on forever. And then it makes sense now that you say like it was a day or two, but the way they strung it out on TV, I would have thought you spent a lot more time with Abyss.
Yeah, and like now they've changed the format. Like, I don't know when you went to the TV taping. Recently, they've just been running them like independent wrestling shows. Like, there's a beginning, middle, and end, and No one's really wrestling twice, which is great. It saves our bodies, and we just have this second match on the second day of tapings. It's flowed a lot nicer, and yeah, you should try them again.
Oh, absolutely. Any chance we get to go to a wrestling event, yeah. it's bonus for us. Your relationship with your tag team partner, Josh Alexander, how much you impacted an amazing, like, mini documentary about him and your involvement in getting him back into wrestling and into Impact. I mean, how much does it mean to you that you get to do all this amazing stuff with someone who might as well be your brother?
Oh, it's great. And, like, especially for me to flounder, like, we had the Chandler Park thing that I kind of fell through. Then they put me with Matt Sydal, and that was, like, an abysmal nightmare, and he's the worst person to work with. So I'm glad that was over. And then, like, now I found my footing. Like, they put me in a bunch of X Division matches because they didn't really know what to do with me. And after that, they brought in my tag partner, and here we are. And I feel like this is a natural fit. It feels good. It's the best run I've had with the company. And like I said, like, I've had to restart pretty much three times. So it's good to be able to have my best friend, and it's good to actually have something that I could be proud of in the company and that I'm actually mentally and physically invested in.
So just to switch gears back to Alpha One Pro Wrestling, you have an event, coming up, I believe Sunday the 30th called the Other Side. Is that right?
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
This Sunday, and I'm looking. I just got to the website, just loaded. I'm looking. Wow, this is a one hell of a lineup you guys got going on here.
Like, yeah, it's pretty stacked.
And it's on independent TV. Independent, was it independentwrestling.tv? Is that?
Yeah, so it'll be available on VOD once we get it edited. But we don't live stream. We tried it for a bit, but the quality was low. So once we can upgrade our equipment, we'll be going back to live streaming. But within 4 to 5 days, the shows are always available. Video on demand on IWTV.live.
This is pretty wild. Colt is kind of down and out right now, so I don't know what his status is, but Jeff Cobb, Trey Miguel, TJP, Pat Buck is on the show. And Swoggle.
Yeah, Pat Buck, Hornswoggle, and I got a text from Cabana today saying he should be good to go, and he's excited to actually get in a ring, so he will be there either way.
Beautiful. That's cool, man. Like, what is the inspiration behind, like, actually, like we kind of touched on it earlier about wanting to get behind the scenes, but clearly you already said that you pretty much run the show here. What's that like, promoter versus, you know, wrestler?
I feel like with promoting, it's a bigger creative outlet than the wrestling. It's a different workload. It's a different stress. It's a different mindset. You're thinking of the entire show, not just yourself. And it's made me, like, respect wrestling in a way that I feel a lot of guys don't. I think there should be a mandatory rule that every wrestler should have to run 3 wrestling shows just so that they actually respect the work that goes into putting on the events for them to have their 15-minute WrestleMania fest out there. And, like, people don't understand how much actually goes on behind the scenes just for them to be able to lace up their boots and act like jackasses in the locker room.
Did you ever kind of think of maybe laying some of the responsibility, and maybe you do for all I know, laying some of, like, the booking responsibility on somebody else, and you just handle, you know, the business aspect of it, or are you all hands on deck yourself, you do it all?
All hands on deck myself. The creative part is the only enjoyment I actually get of running the show, so for me to go through all of the headaches, spending all that money, to not be able to decide what happens in the ring with the characters on my show is... it would be a waste of my time. I'm like a weirdo when it comes to, like, the stories and, like, continuation of things. Like, I'm very, 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 very much a stickler for making sure things make sense from the first day we've ever run a show until now. Like, everything is connected, and we don't just, like, rewrite history. Like, the way it happened is the way it happened, and it affects everything moving forward. I just feel like that's the way wrestling should be, because things should make sense and things should matter. And like, when people win our titles, the crowd will always react because we actually respect them. And yeah, like, we work really hard to make everything feel special.
And let me ask you about that, because back in the day, like, when I was going to, like, independent shows back in, like, the 90s and stuff like that, I mean, you would have them record for, like, VHS release or whatever, but for the most part, independent shows stood alone as an independent show, and there was real no continuity between monthly shows, this and that. Now, I guess, with the advent of social media and how easy accessible all these independent shows are, did you notice the blow up in continuity between show to show to show?
Not really, and I don't think it's where you think it is. I think that people are very like flippant, like they'll just be like, ah, whatever. Like I'm the complete opposite. When like shit hits the fan and I need to find a way to fix it, my biggest focus is knowing where I need to end up and making sure like, yeah, we might divert on a different path, but we need to end up in the same spot because that's what we've been building towards. And like, I never want to lose sight of that. And a lot of companies do, like they'll just be like, hey, he can't come to the show, so I'm just scrapping the whole thing and we're just going to make something else up. Whereas I refuse to do that.
So that still happens, I guess, because like all the shows that I go to, it's like there's a story in place. Like you said, this is where we need to be. And I feel like more shows than not do that. But you're saying that that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, not really. Like I feel like everyone's very passive now because independent wrestling is doing pretty well. Everyone's just enjoying the boom and they're not really stressing out or like they don't really care about the detail too much, which is like, I don't know, it's upsetting to a guy like me that like I care more about the storytelling and the character development than anything else. So if I'm used properly, that's usually where I'll shine, is in a storyline instead of just showing up to wrestle. That's just who I am.
Gotcha. I was way off.
Is it difficult being in an industry where a bunch of grown men continually act like children? This whole Will Ospreay, Seth Rollins thing on Twitter is either a really good work.
It's a work, bro.
Or they're really just a bunch of fucking tools.
Well, like, I don't want, like, okay, the only thing I'm going to say about it is because, like, I have a lot of respect for those guys. They're very talented at what they do. I just don't think it's a work because when does it get paid off? Like, is one of them jumping ship? No. I just think that Rollins is in a position where like his company gets shit on constantly and he's not feeling like the people at the place are appreciated for what they do, which they do a lot. Like he was saying, WWE runs 500 plus live events a year. Those guys are missing time with their families 24/7. They're dedicated to making sure that they're in shape. And then there's people on Twitter just shitting on everything that they're doing, and it's like they're literally investing their lives into entertaining these people that support WWE. So I don't know, just let them do their thing and appreciate the amount of work that they do. But yep. I mean, people are gonna argue.
without getting too personal and trying to get into these guys' heads, but what in your mind what would make guys who work in the same industry, I mean, and they're both extremely successful in their own rights, what would make them what would cause them to act like Matt said, for lack of a better term, children in this sense?
Attention.
But they're like, you know what I mean? Like they're already on their respective biggest stages in the world. Will Ospreay is arguably one of the biggest stars in New Japan. Seth Rollins is arguably.
But social media is like a drug. Like you need another shot in the veins. You're gonna tweet something out that's gonna get a lot of buzz, and all of a sudden your phone is in your hand and it's constantly vibrating. It's a good feeling. It's really fucked up, like the way it affects your mental state. And I don't know, it's like a weird addiction for people that are in the entertainment world or that pretty much love attention. And like I've been faulted for it. I know lots of people do it. It's just the way the world is, and it's the way wrestling is. And it's very like, I've sent more screenshots of tweets that I didn't send than I actually do send, just because like I see something and I know for a fact this would explode on Twitter, and I'll always screenshot it and send it to a friend to be like, hey, you think this will get me in trouble? 9 times out of 10, they say yes, and I just don't hit send. So I'm sitting on a lot of gold in my draft. But that's just the nature of the beast right now. And like Ospreay saw an opportunity to kind of take a shot back and say, nah, I'm the best. And I think it just escalated in a way that it probably shouldn't have, but again, I'm not either of those guys. I'm not as successful as either of those guys. So for me to comment on it, other than like what I made a joke today on Twitter, like comparing pro wrestlers to like birthday clowns. Like, I wonder if there's like a circuit, like a clown circuit on Twitter, and they're like, "Hey, I got 5-star on my Yelp review," and the other guy's like, "Yeah, I make more money." And it's just like, okay.
I saw that the birthday clown circuit.
I just think everyone should just focus on themselves. Like, I just think their tweets were just friendly competition that escalated a little bit too far. That's it.
Yeah.
And like, you're also dealing with not just them. This is not just them. So don't twist my words, dirt sheets. But wrestling is like just all egos. Literally every person in wrestling has an ego.
Right.
Any one of us that feels like we're special enough to, for someone to pay attention to us in our underwear for like the minimum of whatever 10 minutes is, like, we have some kind of ego that we think that we're good enough for that or special enough for that.
Yeah, and that's definitely relatable in all sorts of careers and activities and hobbies and professions. All right, so I ask, whenever we have a guest from Canada on, I always kind of ask this question because I'm a diehard hockey fan, and I feel like it's law that in Canada you have to be a hockey fan. Are you a fan of the NHL?
Send me to jail then.
What's that?
Send me to jail then.
Oh, not a hockey guy.
Nah, I couldn't give a shit about any sports.
Kevin's going to cry.
I am going to cry, but it's all right.
Any sports? No sports?
Yeah, like everyone was so excited that the Raptors won, and I was just like, oh, cool. They haven't done it before? And everyone's like, no, it was the first time ever. Like, I don't know.
Oh, that's
I
just,
don't care.
That's just annoying. Like,
do you know what issue number 3 of The Amazing Spider-Man was? No. All right, so that's my stupid shit that I waste my time with. Like, that's you guys choose to wear other people's jerseys. I choose to wear Spider-Man t-shirts. That's the same shit.
Do you know what issue number 3 of Amazing Spider-Man is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought it would have been cool. I was just asking. I don't know.
You didn't want to go out and flip over cars when you found out, though, did you?
Oh, no.
Fair enough.
Or start shooting up the fucking celebration parade in Toronto.
Why would you shoot at Spider-Man?
No, no. I'm very far from Toronto, too. Like, it's going to take me... That's why we're on the phone right now. I was like, this is the perfect time. I got to kill a solid 30 to 40 minutes driving out here.
Beautiful.
So what's the weather like up there?
What's the weather like?
Yeah, how's the weather today?
I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. It was like... I don't know what it would be in Fahrenheit, but... 28 degrees Celsius, and it's 7 o'clock at night, so it's probably above 30. I don't know. Maybe you're gonna have to Google.
Yeah,
what 30 Celsius is in Fahrenheit?
It's about 7.
That's about 83 degrees.
There you go.
Not bad.
There you go. That's pretty hot, right?
It's about what it was here today.
Yeah, but we're like, it's humid down here. It's,
oh, it's
not
gross
fun.
Down
it's fucking
here.
Gross in New Jersey, baby.
Like, so 80 degrees in Canada.
The
sounds...
weather is exactly the same. Whatever New Jersey is where I live. It's the same.
So you got nothing but rain for the last 60 days.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm going to ask some weird questions.
Let's do it.
Sure.
Do you ever encounter any moose up there?
I've never seen a moose, no.
What about a bear?
A bear, no.
All right. What's the big to-do about this Tim Hortons?
Well, you guys have them.
Yeah, we have, so, they're in New York.
You can just go try it there if you really want.
If you saw me, you'd know I don't need any more donuts in my life.
No, the coffee's great.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee either.
That's good. There's one, I think, right by Union Square Park, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll never go. Right.
Jesus.
Did you think Diana Hartsmith was really Miss Calgary? Like, was she Miss Calgary material?
Province. Mrs. Calgary.
Whatever. It's still Canada.
It's a totally different...
I have no idea what she looks like.
All right, you can Google that.
Yeah, she ain't bad.
I don't know if she was Miss Calgary worth.
Hey, I don't know.
That's Alberta. That's all the way out there. He's in Ontario, which is basically kind of right in the meaty part of the old Canada.
All
old
right.
Canada.
Interesting.
Have you ever been to the dumb questions you want to ask him about?
Have you ever been to the Hart House?
No.
Oh.
You didn't like drive by as a kid and like, you know, someday?
No, you know how that's like, I would rather drive to your house. That's like, to go to New Jersey would like take me 7 hours. To go to Calgary or Alberta or wherever the hell that house. To go out to the house would probably.
We keep losing you.
I think he's doing it on purpose. He's had enough.
What happened?
We didn't hear your response.
Oh, are you kidding? All right. No. What I said was it would take me like 8 hours to get to your house, but it would take me 3 days to get to the Hart house.
Wow.
Not worth it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not worth it.
I don't know.
Well, you could drive past our house and pretend like it was the Hart house if you want.
I mean, sure. I'm sure it's just the same. Like, it's just a house.
It's not just a house.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
Come on, man. Stu Hart was stretching people in the basement. No one's getting stretched in this basement.
Well,
no one thought that was weird.
Of course it's weird, but, you know.
I'm just kidding.
It was acceptable in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I don't know. It's so weird, dude.
I mean, you have gyms in the basement. Why can't you have a wrestling training center in a basement?
Yeah, but, like, stretching out people, that's so, like, I would feel like, you know, maybe we should do this out of school somewhere.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy, like serial killer shit, isn't it?
Eh.
Come to my house. I'll stretch you out a bit.
Oh, boy.
What? That's my Stu Hart. That's a good Stu Hart.
That was a good. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
The one thing I could do right on.
Like, in 2019, that would not be a thing.
No, that would be completely unacceptable to have, like, an old man with a bunch of, like, 20-year-old kids in his basement stretching them and, like, slapping them in the face while they can't defend themselves.
20 is, like, pretty old to get into wrestling.
How old were you when you got into wrestling?
16.
Do you have any cool? Do you have like a? Do you collect like wrestling memorabilia?
Yeah, here and there.
What's your favorite piece?
Oh, I have a great Muda like action figure from when I wrestled in Japan. I went to Totokan. It's like, I guess the most famous wrestling collectible thing in the country and. I guess that would be my best memorabilia. And I also got a gift from the Young Bucks when I did All In. They got everyone their 2-pack Funko Pops and like a VIP backstage pass. So I have that. I guess that's a piece of wrestling history.
That's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
How is Japan?
Fantastic. One of the best countries in the world.
Would you ever consider yourself, or would you ever see yourself in the future... and if, excuse me if you already have, doing a long-term stint over there, say like 6 months, year and a half plus?
If my family could come with me, yes. If not, then no fucking way.
That's as abrupt as an answer you could ever want and honest as an answer as you can ever want. So Impact's got a bunch of shows coming up. Which are you on? Any like the Bash at the Brewery, the Deep Impact? Obviously,
oh yeah, the tag titles. Him and
Josh Alexander.
Yeah, July 5th in San Antonio.
I'm on them all, baby.
That's right.
They can't run a show without me now.
I was about to say, like, out of all the dumb questions that Matt just asked you, mine was probably the dumbest of all of them. Just right there. I don't know, you want the shows for the company that you work for?
So your weekend looks like this. You're in Iowa on Friday, is that correct? And then Canada the rest of the weekend. How awful is a drive to Iowa?
Oh, no, that's like weeks later.
Oh, really? Did I look up the wrong thing?
Sorry. That's all right. But I am in Canada this whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Right, you're working Fala and Hornswoggle Saturday, right?
Yeah, what a weird match that is.
That's awesome.
I gotta watch that match.
Oh, that sounds fucking
weird.
Yeah,
that's going to be a blast.
That's absolutely incredible.
Sunday, it's myself and Kobe Durst for the Alpha Male title.
I love it. Love it.
Oh, yeah, that was in July. I'm sorry. The Iowa show was in July for the Wrestling Revolver. My apologies.
Yeah. I mean, we're wrestling for tag titles there, too, so who knows? We could just be racking them up.
Fucking collect that gold, baby.
A real expedition.
And before we let you go, because we've had you for a little while, I'm sure you're closer to your destination. You have a YouTube page and a vlog, the vlog, youtube.com, Canadian Monster, Monster Mafia. And you did something with David Arquette. What was that like?
It was weirdly surreal, and how cool he was awesome. It was a very unique experience, and... I suggest checking out the vlog if you haven't. He He was a very cool dude. He took pictures with literally everyone that worked the show and that came to the show. He probably got sick of putting his arm around people by the end of the day, but like he was a true pro and a genuinely, genuinely good dude. And I thanked him for what he's been doing for pro wrestling because he's shed a light on shows that didn't have that kind of exposure, and it really helped a lot of people out.
Yeah, and the YouTube channel is youtube.com/Canadian Monster Mafia. And they're about, 3 minute long videos, but they're awesome. And they're full of, the one with you and Arquette is like 14 minutes, but it's definitely the perfect amount of time for a very interesting YouTube show, which I enjoy very much. So I want to say thank you for that. Keep pumping out that entertaining stuff. Before we let you go, what do you see for yourself going forward with Impact Wrestling? Are you solely focused on the tag team division right now, or do you have your eyes set on the Impact World Championship and beyond?
To say that I never want to be world champ would be silly, but right now my focus is solely on the tag titles. I think that Josh and I have the potential to be the best tag team in the world and in any company. And right now we're making sure that we're the best tag team in Impact. And by doing that, we're going to have to win the tag titles. So that's our goal.
Great goals indeed. And this Friday night, you and Josh are taking on the Deaners on the Twitch feed and Pursuit. The Pursuit channel?
Yeah,
I don't even
o'clock.
Get it. Pursuit channel, there it is. And then, of course, we mentioned July 5th at the Brewery against LAX. This weekend, you have a huge weekend. You can follow Ethan Page on his social media at OfficialEgo, youtube.com/Canadian Monster Mafia, ProWrestlingTees.com Ethan Page. He's also got a Patreon, patreon.com/ Ethan Page. Ethan, is there anything else you want to leave us with before you go make fun of some old TNA Impact on the Twitch channel?
No, I was going to bring up the vlog, but you guys did that nicely, and I appreciate it. Thanks for plugging the Patreon. I brought my podcast back. It's just me solo. I pretty much just do this while I'm driving to and from the airport to fly out. I just record about 30 to 40 minutes of audio of pretty much what's going on in my life or how the weekend just went and little backstage like nuances and stories and fun stuff. So if you're interested in that, there's levels as low as $5 a month on the Patreon, and you get like early access to the vlogs, discounts on merch, exclusive vlogs that show way more behind the scenes. So yeah, check it out if you can. I appreciate it very much.
Well, Ethan, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. We look forward to watching you on Impact every Friday night and on this Twitch channel, Space, what was it, 3000 movie? Mystery Science Theater 3000 style thing with the wrestling, which is highly entertaining. So thank you, sir. That was a weird way to end a fucking interview.
This was a lot of fun, Ethan. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks. Glad we could line it up and make it work.
Perfect.
Thanks again, Ethan.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
See you soon, brother. All right. Do you want to take a quick break, or you just want to flow into whatever's next?
If we're going to take a break, Kevin, what do we always say?
Back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
That's so loud. Can you turn that down a little?
Why, don't you want to hear good...
No, I'm okay with the music. I don't think it's the greatest. But if we're going to come back with that and plug our Patreons, I want them to at least get the recognition they deserve.
What's worse, Lacey Evans' theme or Ember Moon's theme?
All right, well, we can talk about this after we plug the Patreon. Well, Kevin's in the bathroom.
Come on, quick.
I don't know what Ember Moon's theme is.
Well, you'll have to pull that up.
All right. We want to take this time to thank those that support us. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. For just $1, that's $12 a year. It's like feeding one of those kids with flies on their faces, except we don't have flies on our faces. We put out an awesome wrestling podcast. So help us put out an awesome wrestling podcast, and maybe we'll use that money to buy fly swatters to get the flies off those homeless kids' faces, okay? So $1, patreon.com. We want to thank our friends, the Russinello brothers, AOP, Anthony and Danny. Anthony was great last week as he sat in. Completely different perspective. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back to shiningwizard.com and check that out. The sexy Cindy Ardone. You can see her all around West Orange whoring it up. Ryan Arthur. What? No bell for that. Ryan Arthur, the Dark Helmet himself. He didn't have the balls to come to the pizza truck Sunday, so I had to give his wife his pizza for free. So thanks, Ryan, you pussy.
Wait, is this the same guy that wants to like give us beer?
Hey, Kevin just completely ruined the gimmick. So we'll just go through these now without having any fun. Thanks, Kevin.
I didn't know. How am I supposed to know?
Thanks for being part of the show. Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Wizards.
I've never heard you call him a pussy once in your life.
Yes. Manny Crazzo from across the land. Mike Martinelli.
Yeah, fuck you, Manny. I could ask questions. Shut your mouth.
You didn't, though.
I did,
was like
too.
Me. It's like me every time Pat Buck comes on the show. I just clam up and don't say anything. Sean Callejo. Which is just two. It's T-O. It's two.
Callejo.
No, Sean Toe. It's T-O.
Toe.
Yeah, no, T-O-E? It's two. Like when I go to the store, I don't go to the store.
Yeah, but it's a name.
Yeah, but there's no like umlaut or no like enunciation anywhere on this page. Anyway, stupid. Kate the Great. Matt Garifo.
Hey.
No relation.
Brett Simonello.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you
and
say?
Of course, the one and only William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands.
Jump on it. Jump on it.
You know what I mean, Tony? You fucktard. Hey, Tony.
It's a gimmick, Kevin.
Hey, Tony, do you know what it means to have your hands around the lives? Screw that up.
Don't care. Right.
Did you hear Tony's question while you were in the men's room?
No.
What's what do you say, worse?
What's the worst theme song, Ember Moon or Lacey Evans?
They're both great.
Oh, fuck great. Off, you fucking
great.
Wonder.
They both fit each other's characters no. absolutely perfectly.
What? Great.
No, wait, Lacey Evans fits her character perfectly?
Yes.
You need to drink.
What, just because I stopped drinking? Here it goes, right here. Lacey Evans coming out now.
I can tell you one thing. The Pacific Northwest has never...
Did we, I just
so
listened to this the whole fucking time. I just plugged the Patreon.
Yeah, but you didn't have Michael Cole stuttering
I don't
and stumbling
need
all
that.
Over it. That's right, we have Tony.
All right. This is... this. All right, that... not great, but let's see. What is this? Free the Flame. Fuck.
What does that even mean?
No. Who cares? It fits their character. It fits their entrance.
No. Lacey Evans is dog shit. And I hate Ember
Moon. But what does that have to do with her theme song? Her theme song fits exactly what she's supposed to be.
That's the only reason why I hate hers less, because Lacey Evans has nothing to do with her. It's awful.
I mean, I haven't heard the lyrics, but the tune and the way it matches with her stride to the ring works.
Why is Conan O'Brien doing the German commentary for Stomping Grounds?
Because I could even try to do a German accent. Nine?
Nine?
How do you feel about Lacey Evans' entrance? Nine!
Can I say one thing?
You can say many things.
This is the most I've watched of Stomping Grounds since it aired on Sunday.
I'll tell you what, I watched about half of it and then I fell asleep. Yesterday.
All right, so hold on. I can't get over this theme song thing. So if their theme songs aren't good, what is a good theme song to you for Who Has It?
I like Seth. I think Seth Rollins has a good theme song.
But you know his didn't always have the Burn It Down in it.
That's okay.
All right.
I like the Burn It Down makes it.
Oh, I think it does.
I think Finn's is cool with the whole run.
All right.
Dun 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 run.
Let me put it this way.
The IC champion who's not on TV?
Well, he's on SmackDown.
Is he still champ?
Is he on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Well, he could be on whatever show he wants with the potluck, pressure luck fucking rules.
But that's not his call, right?
Whatever.
I don't know. Fuck the WWE.
Yeah, it's fucking in its ass.
Fuck them in their fucking cornholes.
Stick as many fingers in the WWE as Ricochet.
All right, so what makes...
Oh, boy. Fucker. Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Oh, I didn't see it, but the fucker won the U.S. title, so I guess you have to be a complete perv to win a championship.
Listen, you're talking dog shit about Ricochet after half the stuff that you and Low Life Louie talk about on this show?
Yeah, but I'm not inserting fingers in my fucking anus.
I don't know, man.
It was a video, oh God, Connor Claxton and Louie, where Louie and his kid had their fucking double-ended dildo in each other's mouths.
That's weird. That's fucking so
And the kid is fucking, he's corpsing so bad. He's like, I'm here with my dad, and we have a double-ended dildo in our mouths, and Connor Claxton's double clothesline in us.
Oh, boy.
That's fucking weird.
That's a fucking Saturday in the fucking Ramos household.
I love this shit.
Ah!
Jesus Christ.
My kid's got dildos in his mouth.
That is a little weird, huh? Oh. Finger blast in your own butthole?
On video.
And who are you sending that to, and who wants to see
that? Seth Rollins.
Wait, I heard it wasn't him.
He's like
fingering his own butt. I heard it was his girl doing it for him.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Oh, she's giving him a little prostate check.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Was he into it?
I didn't watch it. That's just what I heard. Erect, that's what I heard. Like scrolling through weird ass wrestling groups.
Cock was like a fucking water sprinkler.
Because just like you two, other wrestling fans for some reason are weirdly obsessed with this fucking video.
And I'm surprised I haven't seen it yet. That would have been something that was in my wheelhouse.
Go
to
your
out.
Fucking
yeah. You got your creepy crew.
Go to your favorites on your browser. I'm sure it's right on the 4chan. Whatever it is.
Ricochet fingering Heine.
Tony, if there was a group in TNA instead of Fortune and they called themselves 4chan, who would you put in it?
Oh, that would be awesome. Louis would be the fucking captain. I would bring Louis in for that.
So it'd be you. Would you be in the stable or would you be the cornet? Or would you be the JJ Dillon?
Yes, I'd be the JJ fill-in.
All right, so. So who would be in your in 4chan?
Oh my God, who's really perverted? I would have Paige. She would be the woman of the group.
That's a good call.
I was gonna say our Paige Light, our friend Priscilla Kelly, perhaps.
Ooh. Maybe. That's a good call too.
Instead of Paige. Sub Paige out and put in,
I'd have to put in Klondike Bill, because I've heard some stories about him.
Okay.
Who else would we put
that
in?
That might
there?
Be all myth and legend though.
No, I heard that's all pretty legit.
Right. It's only smoke and mirrors.
Who's really disgusting in wrestling that we would oh my God, we might have to table this one for a fucking like a top 10.
Well, top 10.
No, it's only 4. It's 4chan.
Wrestlers that would fill a 4chan stadium.
Instead of like the Four Horsemen logo, it's just like Four Horsemen, like a butthole on top of it.
No, it's fucking four fingers inside a goatsee.
See, I still don't even know what that is.
You don't know what goes
on.
God. Wait.
No,
wait.
You've tried it. I've looked away.
You don't.
Or I try to erase it from my memory if I've seen it.
I got
it.
The keyboard tonight. I can pull that shit up.
Got the keys to my Beamer.
Ugh. All right, so let's talk about this this WWE bullshit.
Small about the he said bullshit.
Took place this weekend on Sunday, the Stomping Ground. Do you want to play the fucking pick music?
Yeah, can I?
These
can I?
Fucking picks.
Oh, jeez.
Suck me, picks.
Woo! It wasn't as fucking bad as you guys.
It's time for the fucking picks. All right.
I mean, if what you had me as was, then it would be a blowout.
Right. Well, I missed. I thought everyone picked Roman.
Oh, wait. This is part one of 17 fucking pick marks
tonight. Shut your fucking
tonight,
mouth.
Thanks to fucking dipshit over here to my right.
You know what? You know what would make it really fun? If we pick the G1, all 28 shows.
Yeah.
Oh, can we? We would never have time for any other material.
Do that for Patreon.
Yeah, torture the people that give us money. We're giving them fly swatters and fucking nonstop Japanese pics.
Hey, someone's got to get those flies off those kids' faces.
You could send them the JTG 8x10.
There you go.
What?
I just brought you a whole box of WCW trading cards.
Ooh, should I open one up?
No, why?
No, every pack has the same 6 guys.
You're going to get fucking a Brad Armstrong.
You're going to get the Southern Boys.
Oh, you want to?
You're gonna get the Steiner brothers when there's only one Steiner depicted on the card.
We have a Twitter contest. See if people can pick who's in the pack.
Can we talk about our picks and then we can do this in the like the later half of the show?
Pick my fucking balls. Let's go.
All right. Well, fuck you then. How's that sound? All right. Well, Kevin won again. He went 7-2. Me and Tony came in at 6-3.
Lives are gonna be in Kevin Garifo's hands.
Now, Tony, let me ask you.
Oh, here we go.
Because you're what is this? You're very funny when you are not around to make your picks. Like, you think things out.
Yeah.
So you get pretty funny with your picks.
Too well actually thinking the actual picks through because I went 6-3.
What? How is that bad? That's 3 games above 500.
Fucking terrible. Lacey Evans should have won this fucking match. All this bullshit that they make us sit through every week.
I hate Lacey Evans. She should have won. I hate Lacey Evans. She should have won.
I hate her. She should have won. All the bullshit that they put us through with the sugar, I declare it's women's rights. Yada yada. Who gives a shit?
She's a sassy Southern belle.
Oh, she should have fucking won.
Well, Tony.
She's a Tallahassee twat is what she is.
If you knew.
Is she from Tallahassee?
It was all leading to the next great WWE storyline.
Stomping ground.
Boyfriend,
wonderful.
Girlfriend, champions, Seth Rollins
you
and Becky
and the
Lynch.
WWE Kool-Aid, you jackass.
They're taking on Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans at Extreme Rules.
Great.
The people that fight together stay together.
Just ask John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Right. This Stomping Ground show was nothing more than a glorified Monday Night Raw. Just
it wasn't in your house.
There was nothing. I was.
That's an insult to in your house.
I was not impressed by. There was nothing on the show that made me go like, "Wow, that was awesome." The main event sucked a dick. Okay, Lacey Evans is the special referee. Come on. The fucking crowd shit all over this
match.
Yeah,
but in fairness, that was the only logical choice to make.
That's fine. Whatever. Well, that's not my fault. I don't like it. I don't like anything the WWE is doing right now.
Well, my pick of Savio Vega didn't come through.
Well, that's your own fault.
Well, if you want a fucking secret guest, Savio Vega's the way to go. That's what they did all through the 90s.
I guess.
Oh, and Jimmy Snuka before he fucking went nuts and fucking died.
Okay, brother.
I did it, brother.
That was a weird. That was 1996.
Shit a piss, brother.
So Kevin held off the highlight of Stomping Ground was Drew Gulak winning the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, which I wasn't allowed to pick because I picked Tony Nese on Tuesday, and you all locked me in on it.
No, first
you didn't have to make the pick. It was a TBD, to be determined.
Yeah. Ask me about TBDs when we're doing our picks later on, and we'll talk about TBDs.
All right, we'll talk about TBDs. What are you getting all fucking ornery about?
Because I'm tired of the picks. We're halfway through the year, and I'm already sick of this nonsense.
I love it.
It's nonsense. It's exactly what it is. Nonsense.
Listen, step your game up.
I'm in second place.
Well, you know what they say about second place?
I was in the lead. Oh,
you're up the first. Fucking loser.
Yeah, but your forte's right. Coming up. We got picks to make for Ring of Honor. And what'd you go, like 8-0?
Yes, I did.
The fucking Ring of Honor expert over here.
And I mocked the shit out of that pay-per-view the entire
Look,
time.
Look, buddy, I got bad news for you. We got a string of weeks where we're doing picks again. Even if we don't do Fryter Fest next weekend.
Oh, no. We're doing Fryter Fest.
Six Flags Great Adventure presents Fryter Fest.
Tim Hortons Fest. We're doing them all. We're going to Idaho and we're picking shows with Ethan
What's
Page.
The weather up there, Fest?
Jesus, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, oh, moose, bears, Tim Hortons, Idaho. And then he's like, oh, shit. You asked four of the most god-awful questions, and the one you were so cocksure about, you fucked it up. And you're like, oh, what happened here? Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, that was last July. No, it's this July, jackass. It didn't happen yet. Holy fuck. In case you're tuning in late, go back to the first hour of the show and listen to some gems coming out of this douchebag's mouth. And we're picking Fright Fest later, too, folks. Stay tuned. It's going to be a humdinger.
Bring a can of Coca-Cola. You get free entry to Fright Fest. AEW presents Fryter Fest.
Kids eat free after 6.
At Fryter Fest.
boo-hoo.
I thought I asked good questions.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed them. You ask a question next time, you shit dick.
I tried. He answered my question before I asked it. I was like, well, there's so much for that.
You had what? He was on the phone for 45 fucking minutes. You had one question?
Listen, sometimes you don't need all the chefs in the kitchen. Sometimes
what, do you have fucking dementia over there? You can't remember shit?
Sometimes it's good to walk the floor and see how people are doing.
Yeah, how are the people doing? How's our fucking dining room doing? Did you fucking touch some tables, you dickhead?
Is everything okay this evening?
You guys want some seconds? Could I issue something to drink?
Holy shit. All right, so fucking stomping grounds. Kevin went 7-2. Me and Tony went 6-3. The big wins for Kevin, he took Drew Gulak He took Ricochet.
Only one that had faith in our boy.
Ricochet was a disastrous pick. There's no way he should have won.
Well,
that match.
To be fair,
I mean, he lost last night in that title match. So I mean,
but that's par for the
course. And again, I don't want to jump ahead, but that's one thing that really bothered me is that Ricochet wins the U.S. title, loses Samoa Joe, loses, and is now in the world title picture.
Yes,
it's just fucking bizarre.
Well, they probably had to just get the belt off.
It's WWE booking. It's fucking garbage.
But to be fair, I picked Ricochet, but my logic behind it was totally wrong. So.
It's okay.
Just got a little lucky with the...
Doesn't matter how you got there.
That's true.
As long as he got there.
I just figured Samoa Joe gets the belt back from Mysterio, beats the shit out of him on his way to surgery, and then all of a sudden, he lost. I would have thought Aleister Black would have been getting that push before Ricochet, but...
What's he doing on SmackDown?
Challenging people to come fight him and knock on his door.
Is that what he's doing?
That's just what they're doing?
Yeah, there's just like vignettes. He hasn't been on actual, like in the ring in like...
Oh, great. So he's become the Mojo Rawley of SmackDown. Fucking wonderful.
Yeah, and you haven't even seen those anymore.
No. Oh, because he had a match.
Figure it out! No, he's the... he's in that 24-7 schmage all the time.
Oh, yeah. And why does every 24-7 match end with a fucking schoolboy?
Because it has to. You got to get out of there.
Fuck
get
off
get
with
One,
the
two,
fucking 24-7.
Wait, was Mojo Rawley in the 51-man Battle Royal?
Yes.
Sure.
So that's what he's done. He's gone after the 24-7 title, and he flew halfway around the world to be in a 51-man battle.
So did 49 other people.
Won by Gorilla Monsoon's kid.
Don't you stealing my fucking joke?
I'm bringing it back so you'll laugh. That's why. You're getting
angry. No, that was a blatant attempt at thievery.
No, it's parallel thinking. Isn't that what comedians do?
No, it's not parallel when I did it for 3 weeks in a row and then you decide to do it afterwards.
Was anyone alarmed at how quickly she fucking tapped to the disarmer?
It made her look weak as fuck.
It was stupid.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Stupid.
She basically had it on and
for like a second.
Yeah, it was bad.
While she's holding the belt up, you a fan of the Velcro backing now?
I didn't even notice it.
Wow, you haven't noticed it? It's been like that for like 2 months now.
No, all the belts look the same. I haven't even noticed it.
That belt, no, because they did it for Ronda Rousey. But all the other belts now are going Velcro. They have the snaps on the outside, but the inside's all white. See it?
Oh, speaking of shithead, Ronda Rousey, did you watch your girl's Alexa Bliss's 24/7?
The 365?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
I did watch this.
I did actually watch it.
Yeah. Fucking sloppy ass Ronda Rousey giving her fucking concussions with her fucking judo throws.
Damn the man, screw the woo. nothing. The moment of the year was Charlotte giving her the fucking knee to the head when she was in the back of the fucking cop car. It's still my favorite.
Fuck off.
Loved I mean, I don't. I'm not killing Ronda Rousey over that.
I'll kill her. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll kill her.
And fuck, marry, kill. Kill Ronda Rousey.
That's right. All day long.
And fucking marry everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
You're still relatively green. You do a couple moves. Hey, listen, Seth Rollins was accused of injuring like 6 people, and he's been in the business for 12 plus years.
He retired Sting.
Sting should have never been in the ring.
He might be back. Saudi Arabia is coming up again.
Ooh, that's right. They're having a new tournament where everybody's wearing face paint. They're called it Sting of the Ring.
Who would be
Sting of the Ring? The bell.
All right, Sting of the Ring. You got Sting.
Ultimate Warrior.
Papa Shango.
Wow.
Jeff Hardy.
The Road Warriors.
Yes, the Road Warriors.
Oh, you're gonna break them into singles, huh?
Why not? If
how many are we doing? Like a 8 or 16?
You got to do 8. You can't do 16. That's a long night.
No, we could do 16 if we're splitting up the Road Warriors.
Can we put in Roddy Piper when he did the Hot Scott?
Hold on.
So that's 7. Hold on, you could put all 3 members of Demolition in. That's 10.
Hold on a second. We're gonna have to weed some of these out when we remember that there's more people that had better face paint than.
Oh, Doink.
Yeah, Doink. The Ultimate Warrior had
Crush?
Face paint.
Oh wait, no, Crush is already in part of Demolition. I was.
What about does Finn go in?
No,
but the Demon can
the
go
Demon
in, right?
Go in.
Who else? Does anyone even do face paint anymore in WWE other than Finn?
Were the Ding Dongs face painted?
No, they wore masks.
Shit, who else is painted?
The Metal Maniac?
Yes, I would definitely put the Metal Maniac.
He's like a 16 seed. He's getting squashed by Sting in the first round.
You put Sting as a number one seed?
What about?
Well, I guess you'd have to.
What about the Renegade?
Oh, yeah.
He'd
probably be like a 12.
You give him that hot.
The Master Blasters? Kevin Nash and Al Green? They're more like, you can throw Jeff Hardy in there if you want to.
Yeah, I thought I said Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy.
Did we already say Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, okay. I said Jeff.
Who else has had their faces painted? This is killing me now.
I mean, I'm sure we already hit 16, but we threw out a couple.
Muda.
Oh, great Muda. Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, fuck. Kabuki?
Oh, yeah, very Kabuki-ish.
Ooh, we got like the whole JTEX Corporation going there.
There we go.
Who else from Japan paints their face?
They all paint their face.
Paint.
Fuck, Sting of the Ring. Book it.
All right, I like it. That's a good,
I love
that's a good
it.
Gimmick, Sting of the Ring.
Sting. I love it. I'm all in.
We'll put a pin in that.
Sting of the Ring.
So did anything stick out to you guys on this Stomping Ground show?
Just the fact that fucking Paul Heyman's got diabetes freckles on his face.
Not AJ Styles. Ricochet Samoa Joe was fantastic.
I'm sure it was.
And I don't remember anything being, other than the main event, which was completely just a dog and pony show. I don't think anything was bad.
No, I don't think I think it was just
work. It was just
bland. I think the best way I would describe it is just a bland show.
Yeah. It was which is fine. And when you have so many pay-per-views, like July 14th is what, 2 weeks away?
3 weeks away.
3 weeks away? That's the next one.
Extreme Rules, Philadelphia.
And then God knows it's probably just another month till SummerSlam.
Yep.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah, you're excited?
Yes.
Are you?
No,
we
not
should
at all.
We should have asked All In or All Ego if he was going to SummerSlam. It's in Toronto.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throwing an NXT pay-per-view, we're fucking golden.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The picks are going to come up fucking super fast.
And we get to hear our fucking theme music 400 times a week then.
That's right.
All right, so after...
People love the picks, man.
They do.
A lot of
they're big fans. After the Stomping Grounds, Kevin is at 40. Jesus Christ. 84-39.
That's right.
Tony's still 3 back at 81-42. I'm having a stroke. I'm having a stroke.
That Twisted T may have been expired.
This, Sami Zayn, I fucking hate him too. What is this?
Hey, they won.
I know they won, and I picked them to win, but what is this?
I thought that this was one of the matches that I would have had up on you guys, but then I listened back, and you guys both picked them, too. I thought
this was a good match, but what is his... I don't understand his gimmick.
Wait,
He's goofy as a... He's the Costello to Kevin Owens' addict.
I fucked up Kevin's numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, he should be 3 up on me, no?
No.
No, because he's 84 and 39. I have him at 8-1. He actually went 7-2.
You got to take a win away from me.
He's only 3 up on me because I'm 81 and 42.
Yeah, what'd I say?
I don't know.
I'm 84 and 39.
Tony's 81 and 42, so you're 3 behind him.
And then you're 3 behind me.
So I'm 6 behind Kevin. Jesus Christ.
Now, Kevin and I had a little this or that 2 weeks ago. Is the competition the loser has to do something?
I think we can make it fun and the two losers have to do something.
Oh, God.
Make out
session?
I'm not kissing you.
Who said me? You guys are going to fucking...
I'm not kissing anybody.
Boys, come on.
But my wife and my mother-in-law, okay?
Ooh, on the mouth?
No, her fucking butthole. You wizard. Kiss her on the mouth. She's my mother-in-law. Go to a butthole. Don't be silly.
Give it the old ricochet?
Yeah.
Pa-ching, pa-ching, pa-ching.
Play when the Saints go marching in.
Oh, my.
A little rusty trombone.
Kofi Dolphin in the cage was fun.
Kofi Dolphin in the cage.
Roman and Drew was a good match. I enjoyed it. It just nothing blew me out of the water. And then they were like, "Oh, the feud is over." Oh, if they only knew what kind of fucking desperate Hail Mary they were throwing last night on Raw. The Undertaker, really?
Yeah.
There's a guy with a denim Slayer vest, and he's doing the New Day fucking Feel the Power chant along with them.
Not the Undertaker?
This is depressing. Oh, God, the Undertaker was on Raw yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes, holy shit.
Oh, man.
This is what you got on Monday Night Raw, to go back to what Kevin said before. Joe lost the U.S. title, so now he is attacking Kofi Kingston. Ricochet won the U.S. title. He's losing in a non-title match to AJ Styles.
But that makes sense. It's AJ Styles.
Well, then have him just be the U.S. champion.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the point of having these titles if people aren't fucking defending them?
There is
Kofi
none.
Was defending his title last night in a non-title match against Sami Zayn. Then he defended it against Kevin Owens, and he beat him.
He was defending his title last night in a non-title match against...
Yeah. What the fuck's the point? And then Braun Strowman, who should have been the Universal Champion in the last 2 years, had a fucking tug of war with Bobby Lashley.
Well, that's the greatest way to book those two.
Did you say Baron Corbin?
No, I said Braun Strowman. Okay, wow. Had a tug of war.
Yeah, that was
with
awful.
Bobby Lashley.
Like, I do my best, and you guys know this, to try to defend at least a little bit of what WWE does, just because I get it sometimes and I see it. But a tug of war segment in 2019. Absolutely fucking dog shit.
Who's writing this shit?
Kevin, that was the most amazing moment ever in the history of
Raw. You're fucking high.
No, dude, you got two big hosses, two sides of beef, two jack to the gills fellas.
If I wanted to watch this segment, I would have turned on like fucking Wild and Crazy Kids from like
the 80s. Yeah, one who just got out of a feud where he got beat by Finn Balor. And the other, I don't even know what Braun Strowman, he's beating up WrestleMania. He's in a fucking battle royal with those two hand jobs from Saturday Night Live.
The greatest battle royal in the history of professional wrestling.
And you wonder why I have zero interest in the WWE product.
Why do you think I didn't even watch any of this shit, dude?
I don't know. We do a wrestling podcast.
Yeah. You know what I watched instead?
What'd you watch?
The debut of the Von Erichs on MLW.
What'd you think?
Gotta be honest, there were quite a bit on the show that I really didn't care for too much. Things that didn't make sense.
Like what?
Well, first of all, if our boys in fucking Dynasty Bro are going to attack somebody, they should just fucking attack them. That shit went on way too long with Teddy Hart. I don't know what they were going for, but the shit would have been a lot better if they would have just got to it quicker and just beat the shit out of them.
They stole this title.
I understand, but it kind of looked like they were in slow motion doing it.
All right.
Von Erichs, Tom Lawler with the fucking guys that I hate the most in the world.
Contra Unit.
Yeah. It was fine for what it was. I like the fact that they duct taped Tom Lawler to the post and they had a 3-on-2 beatdown.
Coming to the bad post.
Of the Von Erich boys. But what was that shit at the end, dude? They break it up. The three good guys are celebrating in the middle of the ring and they're powerbombing referees on the outside. Why can't you get out there and keep fighting? Tom Lawler runs to the back, and the other two dudes are holding off anybody else coming with pieces of stick. Like, I don't know. It was just so. It was just all disjointed at the end. Like, the last fucking, like, 5 minutes of the show, I was like, what are they trying to accomplish?
How'd you feel about Jordan Nails Oliver?
Now, the guy he wrestled, wasn't that the guy that took on Cooter a couple weeks ago? The little guy? Or was that somebody different? Because that guy was pretty small, too. I was fine with that. I mean, there were a couple spots here and there, but like they said, it was a quote-unquote impromptu match. Now, was this match that he was supposed to have with MJF and Teddy Hart, was that supposed to be for the title?
Richard Holiday and Teddy Hart.
Oh, Richard Holiday, that was it. Was that supposed to be for the middleweight championship or no?
It was.
So then why would they just beat him up and steal the belt? Why would they not try to win the match, and when things are going poorly, just steal the belt and run away anyway? Like, what was the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, you might as well take a crack at actually beating him, and if it doesn't work out, then you fucking give him the old fucking Shanghai attack, and then you fucking run off with the belt. That's what I would have done. Am I wrong?
I don't know if you're wrong. Maybe they just wanted to disgrace the Teddy Hart.
I do like that they're playing off like this, like, low-key's knocking people out. However, low-key knocks out Mr. Grimm legit 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Last week, it was a ref stoppage. If you're going to stop it, the guy's got to pretty much look like he's dead, which he didn't.
Okay.
And this knockout just looks so fucking fake, dude. Like, the guy
was
trying to
get legit knocked out Mr. Grimm.
And Mr. Grimm was not fucking moving.
So, I mean, you really don't want to knock out another dude.
No, but if you're going to be knocked out, hit the floor and be out. You know what I'm saying?
We be out, y'all.
Exactly.
How'd you feel about Selena De La Renta?
Last week?
No. On Monday's show, she's got somebody new in her stable.
Did you
see the beginning of the show?
Yes. Let me preface this by
warthog.
I know we have the contingency from the UK, and I know that some of those guys were fans of Jimmy Havoc. I don't get it. Maybe I'm not watching the right stuff. Maybe he's not working in MLW for me, but I don't get it. He looks like one of these, like, YouTube video guys that plays Minecraft and, like, kids tune in to watch his show. He does, dude. He's too friendly looking to be this animal that he's supposed to be.
All right,
maybe
fair
it's
enough.
Me. I don't know.
I don't like his hair.
Look, that's another thing. I'm all in with MLW. I was left a little, like...
Tell us about it.
There it is. You want me to start over?
No, other thing. That's another thing. Tell us about his hair. What don't you like about his hair?
Looks stupid. It looks like a fucking fin on a fish that kind of flopped over. You know, like in Free Willy, when Willy was sad and his fin was flopped over? That's what Jimmy Havoc looks like.
Oh. Did that really happen in Free Willy?
Yeah, he's a sad Willy.
Right.
Sad Willy.
So was all the kids that got molested to that song by Michael Jackson.
Jeez. What, Off the Wall?
No.
Heal the World?
No, didn't he do the song for
Man
fucking Free
Mirror?
Willy?
I'm fucking with the man.
Free Willy.
Yeah, I know the song he's talking about. Will You Be There? I Will Be There. Some.
You talking about nonsense. Space Jam?
No.
R. Kelly?
What? I believe.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No,
is that
not
it?
That one.
I'm sure people were molested to that song, too.
I know. They had the whole playlist going, Kev. If you go on his YouTube channel, it's all there. Oh, great. We get to watch the twins who don't get along.
Don't worry about the twins that don't get along. It's just fucking YouTube, bro.
Fucking YouTube. So,
look, we still do a better job than Jericho's podcast.
Of course we do.
All right, let me hear this song here.
You know this song.
Yeah, you know this, Kev.
Let's see here.
Yeah, and there's Willie with his fin in the air.
There's all the right. Willie molester. Oh, yeah.
So do you think Free Willie was like a... metaphor
for me?
Ah, that's right.
All
right,
enough of this nonsense. Can we just cut this?
I remember not hating this song.
Ugh. Can we please? Are you really fading out Michael Jackson? You're a professional.
That's right. R.I.P.
I try.
MJ the molester.
Whatever. No, R.I.P. Fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
Right, so
rest in poop.
Are we done about Raw?
Are we done? Yeah. We haven't even really talked about MLW. I mean, let's see. Are you jacked up for their next set of tapings, Tony?
Yes, I am. Because we got Hammerstone defending against Davey Boy Jr., don't we?
We do. Yes, we do.
Do they even defend the tag belts? Like, is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah.
When, are they defending them?
Not on this show.
See, well, that's... Come on, man.
Why does it... What?
What do you think of the nonsense with Sammy Callahan, Jim Cornette? He's. I know you guys talked about it all being a work and whatnot, but I don't know. You like it? You digging it?
No, not really.
Sammy Callahan says he spit on Jim Cornette because Jim Cornette had the audacity to say that Sonny Kiss was coming off his job at the Tropicana as an exotico dancer.
Right.
Do you buy that?
Do I buy that's why he said he spit on him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
No, you don't buy that?
No, because if there's any reason Sammy Callahan had for spitting on him, it's for all the shit that Cornette was talking when he fucking blackened Eddie Edwards' face in with the baseball bat.
Okay.
Cornette lost his fucking mind over that. I don't think Sammy Callahan would be taking up a charge of Sonny Kiss, no offense to Sonny Kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Like, why not? Maybe Sammy has a wonderful relationship with Sonny Kiss.
I don't know.
They did work Lucha Underground together.
All right, look, fine. However,
does he need a reason to spit in Jim Cornette's face? I'd spit in fucking Jim Cornette's face if I could.
Goddamn.
Wow.
He's a fucking miserable old piece of shit, man.
Double spit, double meningitis, double tetanus, double hep C, motherfucker.
Double hep C, motherfucker. I'm telling you, he just says crazy shit so he stays relevant in pro wrestling.
Double measles.
That's the only reason why he does it.
Double, okay, terrific. Double spit.
Double cheese.
That's my opinion.
Double.
Kevin. Why? I think you're looking for like a deeper meaning.
I don't know. It's just a weird story to try double to tell, meaning. You know?
I mean, every fucking pro wrestling story is weird with the fucking heat and the shit that goes on.
Well, look no further than what we just talked about with All Ego. And if you're just listening now, go back to the 6:30 hour when we started the show. We had All Ego, Ethan Page on the show, talking about the Seth Rollins, Will Ospreay back and forth. Everything, there's skepticism about everything that happens in wrestling. Every story, whether it's a story or whether it's not, someone has something to say about it. And there's always going to be questioning whether or not something is, why something is done and why people do what they do.
It's just a weird, weird reason to get into that story. Like, I don't know. Why Sonny Kiss? Is Sonny Kiss coming to MLW? Did I miss something?
Like, maybe they're friends.
Yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, but it doesn't really tie into anything.
Well,
you know, it's just a weird...
If Jim Cornette talks shit about Sonny Kiss, and I didn't hear this part. I have no idea what this is about. But if Jim Cornette said what you said about him being a dancer or something at... Where was it?
Tropicana.
And Sammy Callahan caught wind of that, and he was offended for his friend... And the next time Sammy Callahan saw Jim Cornette was at an MLW taping, yeah, I can see him spitting on Jim Cornette.
I don't know. It's just a weird thing to further a story that has nothing to do with Sonny Kiss. I don't know. Just my opinion. Just my opinion.
What, they use this? This was part of the show?
This is not part of the
show.
This
was Sammy Callahan doing an interview.
So then he was probably just sticking up for his buddy. I mean, again, it could be fake, too. I don't fucking know. But
fake news, you say?
Fake, too, I said.
Oh.
But that would have been better.
Oh.
But
did you pay for that shirt?
Yes. I designed this shirt. This is an original.
You design it's the
yes.
Fucking Wu-Tang Clan logo.
Upside down with Mook-Tang written in the middle of it, which you can get at prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle
no!
throwbacks. Show your boys.
Don't
love.
Don't plug them.
Why? They plug us every week, dude.
Do they? I don't even listen to the show.
Choppy that Mook.
It's actually not a terrible design.
Choppy
makes
got
sense.
A liner from the Great Muda, where he called him a pain in the ass. How awesome is that? I want a liner from the Great Muda. Can you get
the
on that?
The Great Muda?
Yes.
Calling Choppy a pain in the ass?
Yes.
Mean Gene call him a pain
in the
ass,
I wonder how much
too?
They paid for that.
Oh, I don't think they pay for him anyway, because they get him from one of their buddies.
Oh.
Yeah, they got a hookup.
All right.
There you go. Holler if you hear him. I don't know. I'm just fucking doing some Scott Steiner. Jesus, shoot me.
Tree falls in the woods, and there's nobody there. To hear it, does it make a sound?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Why, you have a tree falling sound?
He's fat!
Close enough.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, enough about Raw, enough about MLW. What else we got?
Did you not want a podcast
tonight? We got
400 tonight?
Picks to go, and we only got an hour of show left.
Well, we didn't.
What?
An hour? I think you're underestimating how long an hour is.
Yeah, really?
We have to pick four shows.
We have to pick.
Three.
Two shows.
No, wait.
I'm not picking the TV tapings. That's
well, then why
stupid.
Why did you tell me we're picking it?
I didn't. I said we were picking Best in the World.
And Fright Fest.
Right, and Frighter Fest.
Wonderful.
Scary times. Spooky scary.
Yeah, great. Spooky scary.
So why you got fucking, why you gotta have heat with me about that?
Listen, man, this is a time in wrestling. There's more major companies now than there's ever been. So we're picking their shows.
Oh, I know, Kevin. I'm well aware of the fact that we fucking are picking 10,000 shows a week. This is, you know, this is what we do.
You should be happy.
Why are you so miserable today?
I'm just upset that we have to pick all these other.
Hey, do you honestly not like the pick segment? Listen, our fans are our friends.
Kevin's shattering all everyone's facades tonight.
Do you honestly?
Now you know why I shit on your William Mercier liner every week.
Do you honestly? No, I don't.
How many curtains do you want to pull back, Kevin?
I don't. Listen, I'll pull them all back.
Kevin just threw his pen. We are.
Oh, boy.
We are falling apart at the seams.
Pull them all back.
Do we want to hear Up All Night one more time?
.com.
Back after this. Choppy.
Kevin just gingerly slammed down his iPad.
Join me in Skeets.
The Wonder Dog?
Skeets.
Do a self-adjusted credible commercial we can play.
That's not just the coolest.
Does your kid play this fucking Rocket League?
Not in a long time, but yes, he has.
He can get this Randy Savage Ultimate Warrior combo sticker thing.
Can I tell you how disturbed my mind is? I didn't see that this was a Warrior Savage combo, and I just saw Macho Man's Randy Savage's head sticking out of a car, getting into like car wrecks every 2 seconds.
Jesus, and I'm like, holy cow!
And I'm like, wow, no,
you won the show today, my friend. That's an awesome.
And I'm just like, come on, Rocket League, be a little smarter.
He won. He for that reference, he wins today.
I mean,
that was what I really thought in my head when I saw this commercial.
No, that was
Raw.
A great catch. That was an awesome catch.
After the show last week, and I went on. When we talked about murder, I realized it was Bruiser Brody's birthday.
You idiots.
Yep. Yo, Alexa Bliss is
top notch.
Yeah, buddy.
So we mentioned that 365. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, okay. You just wanted to get over the part that it was Ronda that
Ronda.
Killed her.
But yeah, you gotcha. Watched it. How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
They do a really good job with these shows.
Yeah.
She talked about how she got a boob job when she was 17.
Really? Alexa?
No, Alexa.
Alexa.
Because she, I guess, had some eating disorder problems, and she looked like a 7-year-old boy. Her words, not mine.
All right.
So she got the old booby job, and then every 10 years, I guess, you're supposed to change them. So they covered her going in.
like a fucking set of tires.
Yeah. No, you just rotate them. They just take one out and put it in the other one. They just switch them. That's basically what they do.
All right.
That's if you go to a used titty shop.
But she goes to the high quality.
She goes to the
high quality booby.
The high quality booby
store.
Boobie establishment.
She had any patches from punctures?
Yeah, she got a needle in one of them. They just put a piece of masking tape on it. No, but they so they showed all. It was actually really insightful. It was really cool, and they do a great job at those shows. As much shit as we give WWE.
Okay, I just had a sick idea, and I want you guys to give me the first woman wrestler that comes to mind.
Bing, bing.
All right.
Woman who's got fake titties, she decides that instead of blading in her hardcore match, she's going to stick them with a needle and all leak out all her fluid.
Oh, God.
Come on. Who is it? Who's the first woman that comes to mind to pull
Priscilla
that off?
Kelly was the
there
first one
go.
That came to mind.
Thank you, oh, Kevin. Okay. Thank right. you, Kevin. Oh, great. Ricochet. Bing, 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 bing.
just
you fucking bum fucker. Bing, 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 bing.
Well, I just don't understand why you take video of that.
The middle of his name is Cock. Rye Cockhead.
Right?
It's Koch.
Like, you gotta know. You gotta know if there's. It's gonna get out there.
Ricochet.
It's French.
His name has Cock in the middle of it. Look.
Oh, he botched his backflip, too.
No, he cotched it.
He got a little tickle in his tushy.
Yeah, it's fucking all it's all fucking jacked up.
You think he shaved his ass or was like a big old hairy donut?
No, that shit's fucking it's like his head.
He's what?
That shit's shaped
just
like
a little beard on the bottom.
I need to know who videotapes something like that.
He's got a scruffy gooch.
Like who's
the area between his balls and his butthole?
How do you breach that?
He's got Margaret Thatcher in his.
Right? Like, hey. Hey, Casey. You know what I like? I like when you finger my asshole. Let's video it.
Wait, Casey?
Yeah, what's Casey? Catanero? Whatever.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant fucking Brandon.
No, Casey Catanero. That's his girlfriend. Whatever that skinny chick is on NXT.
Fellow Towson University alum.
Yeah.
Great.
American Ninja Warrior.
Fucking Townsend fucking shit diggers.
The Tigers.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Well, you need claws for both, I guess.
How many digits did she stick in his butthole?
Oh, he's a three finger.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
No, she's 4chan.
She's a really tiny girl too, so maybe three is not.
Oh,
a lot.
She went fucking full Roto-Rooter.
You think I can find a picture of her hands?
She was working Ricochet as a fucking hand puppet. She felt his tonsils.
It's a new character in the Firefly Funhouse. It's Ricochet with her hand up his ass.
Oh my god, that would be awesome! And they hold it high enough so you just see the wrist.
Her fingers are coming out of his mouth. I thought that would get more.
Wait,
love.
Ricochet beat The Miz last week on Raw?
Yes, to earn the shot at
you
Samoa Joe.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, you gotta beat the
did
best.
Did not listen to our show last week?
No, I did. I forgot.
You gotta. All right. I'm putting that one in the Kevin Grifo Forgets Bank. So if I forget something, I could go to Tony and be like, he forgot this too.
I forget everything.
I don't know. She looks like she's got pretty.
She was on the Towson dance team.
Oh my god, she was on Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, she just said that like 2 minutes ago.
Yo, her grip strength must be out of this world. She's probably grabbing his kidneys and giving him a squeeze and shit. Holy cow, dude.
I think she's a doctor.
So she Dr. Schrinkter? She's an ass woman.
Dr. Katz.
She shakes a lot.
That was a great show, by the way. Very underrated show.
Of course it was.
That got took off the air too soon.
Took off the air. Took off. Fucking Ricochet. Look, Samoa Joe, you got fingers where? What a fucking look. Hey, Stomping Ground, I heard that the attendance wasn't so great either.
No, it was like 6,000 people, right?
And I heard that Raw the next night was not so good on top of that. What's going on? Nobody liking the Monday Night Raws, WWE?
I mean, is there a hotbed in Washington State?
Yeah, but it goes back to like the WWE's the biggest name in the game. Like, shouldn't matter where they go.
Samoa Joe put on weight again, didn't he? He was looking kind of trim for a little bit. Yeah, he's at the
beast mode.
Yeah, beast mode.
Come on, man.
Just saying, he looks like he's a little more rotund than he usually is.
I mean, rotund? Samoa Joe was never thin.
I get that.
Well, I mean, he was back in like UPW and early days of Impact, but.
All right, are we done with Raw?
Asked that 7 times, and we haven't talked about Raw.
Yes, we did.
Did you hear what happened during a commercial break where they did something with the fans?
Oh, and they asked about CM Punk?
No, they asked who the best in the world was, and the kid in the couch says CM Punk. That's pretty funny.
Well, it's truthful.
Abby the Witch and Mercy the Buzzard, they appeared in a background segment last night on Raw.
With The Miz,
With The Miz. Can't wait for that.
Bray Wyatt and Miz?
Look at this. WWE Performance Center YouTube account posted a video of Casey Catanzaro reacting to Ricochet's butthole video.
No, it did not. No, it did not. Is that for real? Do I need to play music? Is that for real?
Play your gimmick.
No, it's not for real.
Oh, my God, you asshole.
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
This just into the Shining Wizards newsroom. Casey Catal working Ricochet like a hand puppet in front of the Performance Center. Film at 11:05. Stay tuned. The Rants got it in their 600th episode tonight. Kevin is so mad. What? It's fake news. Everybody knows it's fake.
You don't tune in here for your fucking news, okay?
Tuner. I had a tuner sandwich for lunch.
Oh, did you? How was it?
It was on rye.
Was it good?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I play Ricochet's new theme song?
Yes.
Time has arrived. We are broadcasting Raw live from my ass. Boom, boom. I'd rather watch two old women slap my ass. Woo! That's as tough as a chunk of my ass. Here comes the biggest ass. The big man is back. Jim Ross, 350 pounds here. Say hello to my ass.
Could you imagine Ricochet just walking around going, say hello to my ass?
This is the greatest.
30 men will enter my ass. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
It's my ass. I totally agree with you, JR. Here you go, King. Kiss my ass. I wish you would jump on top of me, JR. It disgusts me to see my ass.
And it just goes on and on.
Clearly.
I love that song. Holy
God, I haven't
cow.
Heard that one in a while.
Whew. That's my kid's favorite wrestling song ever. He
it's not
loves
a wrestling
that song.
Song.
Oh, it's a perfect wrestling song.
Better than The Brood?
Yes. All it right. beats the Brood, no doubt. That might have come from 4chan, actually. I'd have to do some research.
The Wheel of 4chan?
Interesting. Yes. Did you see who's going to make their MLW debut July 25th in
New York
City?
Oh, we're done talking about Raw? No, that's Savio Vega, right?
No.
He's not bringing Los Barrigos with him?
No. How about Timothy Thatcher?
Oh, yes. I had the privilege of calling one of his matches.
Jesus fucking Christ. Did they reach out to you to go back to do any shitty tier one?
No.
No?
No.
You're not going to go and be part of something that's going to fold in another 6 weeks? Wow. What? It's not like they fucking listen to the podcast, and if they did, I don't give a shit.
Wow.
My ass.
My Woo! Ass hurts. You're like them fucking apples.
Here you go, Matt. Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
30 men will enter my ass.
So I put up a picture on the Twitter of the WCW World Television title.
Yes.
At Wizards Podcast. We do a lot of fun stuff like this.
Which version? The last one?
I'll show you. I will show you, my friend.
All right, well, keep going. No,
it was the one right before that, I think.
Oh, the one that everybody likes that William Regal, like, popularizes.
Popularized? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know the lineage of the WCW TV title in terms of when the I designs. Know Tully had one.
Yeah, that one. That's a cool design. Yeah,
but I picked cool. this one.
That's the one William Regal's pretty much synonymous with.
Okay.
That one.
We've got 233 replies.
Woo!
And 173 likes on it.
233 men in my ass.
And you see a lot of the same names popping up. The question is, it's just a picture of the WCW TV title, and it says, what's the first name that comes to your mind when you see this title? And you get in your Regal, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Booker T. A lot of fucking Disco Inferno.
Now,
But Disco never, yeah.
You weren't specific to that actual belt itself. You're just TV title.
Right, TV title. And then that was just a picture I used. All right,
so whoever said Disco Inferno was silly.
Oh, there was a dude. There was a lot of people, and Mark Mero, Johnny B. Bad.
His name is Johnny B. Bad.
Because yeah, it's not who's the best. It's who do you think of when you see this?
Okay, all right. Then you can't really fault anyone for their
no,
answer.
No, I was just very fascinated with the different
generations. Because
yeah,
Johnny B. Bad did have a nice little feud, I believe, with I think it was like Orndorff or Honky Tonk Man or some or. In the mid-early 90s, like 93, 94-ish, 92-ish.
Honky Tonky Man never won the TV title, right? He was never a champion in WCW.
I think he was supposed to fight Johnny B. Bad for it.
Oh, and he wound up quitting because he wanted more money.
And then he quit, and then Arn Anderson took his spot.
Eric Bischoff fired him.
Yeah, because he was like something with holding up for more
money. He was trying to hold him up for money.
And Bischoff had to make an example of him or some shit like that.
Yeah, but one of Bischoff's proudest moments of his career, as he always says.
Yeah, he always brags about it on his podcast.
He's like, I fired the shit out of the Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk Man.
So, yeah, I mean, Disco Inferno, if you were a fan of like the Attitude Era in like 99, you know, 98, 99, yeah, Disco Inferno was involved in that whole kind of era with like Stevie Ray. And
did anyone mention Jim Duggan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When he threw it in the trash?
That's all. When he had the fucking janitor's outfit on?
Or when Scott Hall threw it in the trash and he picked it up.
Yeah.
Like months
later. Oh, and Stunning Steve was a lot of answers, too. Well, fucking Johnny B. Bad won the TV title 3 times.
Was Orndorff had to be in there somewhere, right?
Does it say from who? I would imagine one was DDP, right? No?
Hold on. I'm getting there. I don't want to fucking.
Who did Johnny Bad win the TV title?
I want to say Paul Orndorff.
Orndorff had it when he beat Eric Watts.
Jesus.
In the finals of that tournament.
Oh, okay,
most
all
underrated
right.
TV champ. Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Because they made Scott the TV champ and then he left. Him and Rick went to the WWF.
Oh, that's right.
Scott beat Steamboat.
Wow. Ooh,
that's right. Steamboat and Austin had a nice little exchange over.
See, that's.
And Regal, too. Steamboat and Regal, I think, had...
That's the crazy thing about, like, the U.S. title, even the TV title. Like, Sting, Steamboat, all these guys, like, won this title. And then tag team guys would win it, like Bobby and Rick, like, Scott Steiner.
Booker T for a long time.
That was the crazy thing about these belts, man. Like, anybody could have wrestled anybody.
And you know what? You could have been a former world champion and still won the TV title or the U.S. title, and it wasn't necessarily a demotion. You were still... Like, I remember...
Yeah, like, nowadays it's no big deal in WWE, but back in the day, like, once you were, like, a big champion, like, a world champion, you wouldn't go back for belts like that.
You kind of would, though, because, I mean, depending on who was in charge at the time, because I remember, like, when I first started becoming a hardcore WCW, and I've watched it forever and ever, but, like, seeing Ric Flair feud with Eddie Guerrero for the U.S. title was weird to me, but it didn't seem like it was necessarily a demotion, because... Ric Flair will still have his segment the next night with like Vader or Hogan or this and that. Like, Ric Flair, Conan, it was, like, even, like, Lex Luger was a world champion and then would be a TV champion.
Right. Windham went back to the TV title in 92.
So
he traded it with Austin.
Yeah, that's wild. I think that it shows that they want to put those big stars back down to that title to build up the next guys coming up. That's exactly what it seems
and
like.
And to be fair to WWE today, there's a million titles, but they still treat the top, like the Intercontinental, and they've done a great job of treating those belts better than they had been in the past. Ricochet, AJ Styles are fighting over the U.S. title.
Yeah, but Ricochet, he won it last night on Sunday. He won it Sunday night. He lost it. He lost a match last night.
Right.
That completely takes the value out of the title for
not,
me.
To me, I agree with you in theory, but the fact that it's AJ Styles that beats him.
No, I agree more with Matt. If it would have been different if it was AJ Styles with the champ and Ricochet beat him.
If AJ Styles won the title and they build Ricochet into the chase and he wins it back, I'm in. But to have him beat Joe, who's now in your top feud for the WWE championship, and then have him lose to AJ Styles, come on, people.
I agree with you that I think it hurts Ricochet more than it hurts the title.
I don't care about the title, just like I don't care about the Intercontinental Championship.
But I'm trying to say, like, in terms of what it was back then, it's similar now where you have top guys challenging for the second-tier belts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
top guy. It's Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins, and those are your top guys.
AJ Styles isn't a top guy anymore?
Not anymore. Not since he lost the title.
Just because he loses a title, he's no longer a top guy?
They haven't been using him, Kevin.
He was hurt.
What did he do at WrestleMania? Randy Orton?
No.
You can't even remember.
Yeah, it was Randy Orton.
But that's also me.
No, because you're a great wrestling fan in terms of stuff like that. It's so unrememberable. I don't even know if I just made up a word. I've been doing that the last couple weeks.
It was Randy Orton.
Right? Like, you just... It's just so unimportant.
But I disagree. And I'm just saying, because I think Randy Orton and AJ Styles is a marquee WrestleMania match. Those are two main event top guys that are fighting for... I don't remember what the angle was. I don't remember what their feud was, whether or not it may have just been two top guys. This is my house. I don't know. I've been here before you were fucking in TNA or whatever the fuck it was. The angle may have been stupid. But to me, on paper, AJ Styles, Randy Orton is a main event feature match at WrestleMania.
Sure, and on paper, Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, Shinsuke and AJ should be awesome, but they're just overproduced WWE garbage.
Garbage.
And then we're getting this recycled AJ Styles and the Good Brothers thing. It's exactly where they left that off last time when they want to help AJ win, and AJ keeps telling them no.
Oh, guess what?
That's fair.
What?
Triple H is going to be part of the Bullet Club when they go to Japan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Whoa.
An 8-man tag match, right?
That's awesome.
That's fucking hot garbage. So I want to get back to this WCW TV title.
Wait, are we done talking about Raw yet?
Yes. So can you name the three people Johnny B. Badd won the TV title from?
Well, you said no.
Orndorff.
Orndorff,
no.
Oh, no.
No.
DDP?
Yes.
William Regal?
Yes.
And...
You're not going to get the last one.
Larry Zbyszko?
No.
Kurosawa?
No.
Prince Iaukea?
No.
Bobby?
No, stop. Don't tell me. I'm going to get it.
The Renegade?
No.
No, this has got to be Paul Roma?
Wait a minute. He won.
We're talking February 1996.
96?
Yes.
Steve Austin?
Renegade? Arn Anderson?
Yvette Sullivan?
That was a good guess.
Oh, God.
Somebody Max Muscle.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It was Max Muscle?
No.
Oh my
He's a former world champion.
Steamboat. No.
No. Nope. 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 Farouk? Ron Simmons?
No.
It's got to be a bad guy. We're staying with this till I get it.
All right.
A former world champion before?
Rick Rude.
World champion before
96.
He was a world champion before and after.
Oh wow.
Steve Austin.
WCW Sting. World champion.
Sting. Oh my god.
Vader.
Holy shit.
Sid.
Who could it be?
Scott Steiner.
How you doing, my friend?
Hogan.
I'm running out of world champions.
My God.
Booker T.
Would you like to ask a question right at
Macho
this
particular
Man. Time? Would you like to do
Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake.
Remember,
you've hit like every WCW mainstay except for him.
Oh my God.
Ric Flair?
No, we said Ric Flair.
I don't fucking remember. Barry Windham?
Wow, that was a good pull, but he didn't win.
I thought we already said
96.
That.
Oh,
96,
shit.
Fuck. Oh, he, God, 96.
He won the title before and after, so there's only like five years.
Holy. Great Muda?
Correct! Wow!
No.
Good.
No, wrong button, sorry.
All right, I give up.
No, I'm not.
I'm done.
No, Tony, come on, hang out.
Jesus. Kevin's so fucking lonely.
No, but I
he was a WCW world champion before this and a WCW world champion after.
Wait. World title or are we talking
Stop.
Are we talking tag?
You shouldn't have to ask
no,
that
No, we're
question.
Talking world
if it's
title.
After 96, you shouldn't have to answer.
NWO. Savage, not NWO, no. Sting.
The Giant.
No.
Oh, my God.
And you're positive he was a WCW world champion after 96?
Yes.
He's lying.
I'm absolutely not lying.
Hogan, Vader, Flair, Luger.
Luger.
I said Luger.
No, you didn't. We never
you
said
never
Luger.
Said Luger. We said Luger before when we were talking about
we
it.
We never said Luger. What is this, the pity party that he won the title?
Oh, this is fucking
stupid,
too.
Oh, there's your boy
too.
Getting some FaceTime.
Yeah, Johnny B. Badd lost it to Luger and then beat him the next night at a house show. How's that for weird?
Great. Probably said Luger.
Fucking
no,
Luger.
No, you didn't say Luger.
You didn't say Luger. Trust me.
Fair enough.
All right,
so we done talking about Raw yet?
Yeah. What a fucking run of... From 93 to 96, the TV champions were pretty fucking good.
So who did some other people say that kind of surprised you in terms of who they like familiarized the belt with?
It was a lot of Steamboat, Regal, Anderson, Tully.
Tully's a good pull.
Duggan was weird. I thought Duggan was weird.
Duggan had a good run at the end of Nitro, like when they were
a
when
good
they
were, run.
He really did, dude. He brought that belt to Saturday Night. The show became about Duggan defending that belt.
Booker
That's
T,
a good run with a championship, dude.
Booker T was up there a bunch. I got a couple Fit Finleys, which is weird.
You got no Big Papa. No, he was right there.
No, I know he was there. I just think he only had one reign.
No Benoit's, no Scott Steiner's.
No Benoit's, no Scott Steiner's. Jericho's, a couple Rick Steiner's.
Good, yeah,
yeah. Scott Hall was thrown in there.
That's a weird one. Just because...
Yeah.
I think he had like a cup of coffee.
He had it for a day.
Yeah.
Because he threw it in the trash can.
What is this shit?
Because, yeah, he came out with, like, two belts on. He was, like, Becky two belts before it was cool. And then he threw one in the garbage. TV title. In the garbage.
Yeah, and then Duggan was the last champ. That's weird.
I wonder if he still has that belt.
Because he beat Austin for it, too, didn't he?
All right, can I ask a dumb question?
I think yes. That would have been U.S. title.
Oh, so, yeah, you're right.
So Daniel Bryan and Luke Harper are the tag champs for SmackDown, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
How come they don't have the biodegradable friendly belts for the tag belts?
Those you idiots.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Why?
Why?
I don't know
you
if they explained
don't
it.
You deserve to breathe the same air that I and Hulk Hogan do.
Yeah, but you don't breathe any more air, you jerk off. How's that?
To Dandy,
because this guy's a serious professional.
Fucking Bret Hart, even with concussions and strokes, putting over El Dandy. How
he wasn't concussed or stroked then.
Not that you know of.
Hey now. Come on, buddy.
El Dandy was a hell of a wrestler.
Was he?
Is he still with us?
Yes.
Are you
Silver
sure?
King is no longer with us.
Well,
I'm going to look up El Dandy.
Yeah, I probably wrong.
Oh, let's see.
You think his cousin Jose Fine is still alive?
No, El Dandy's still kicking. He's
there
56.
How about Jose Fine?
Jose Fine? Is that his real name?
Yeah, the tag team of Fine and Dandy.
Really?
You're jackass and you're typing away. You fell for
fucking
it.
Fucking jerk off.
Funaki. And Mr. Yamaguchi's son, Choppy Choppy Pee Pee.
Choppy Choppy, your pee pee. Do you want to get into some
picks,
Tony?
Dude, you
know
he's dead, right?
Who?
Yamaguchi's son is dead.
That's him.
No, that's his brother.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Babu. Hey, did you see that news that
Yes.
They decided to stop doing the thing where they wrestle during commercial breaks now?
Yes.
So that's why they're doing a bunch of
two out of
three falls matches?
But they didn't do one last night.
No, but there wasn't any. They didn't cut to a commercial during the action either.
Gotta like that,
I guess. What do you do though if you're fucking in the arena?
If you're fucking in the arena, then you're not watching the show.
Well, that's a good point too.
Wait, I don't understand your point.
So,
nothing. They air shit on the screen and they cut the lights. That's what they do.
Yeah. What if there's like an intro?
But they're still wrestling while, like, when they went to commercials during the match, they were still working.
Yeah, but there was a lot of outside the ring bullshit.
Yeah, they always know when he powdered. He'd be like, oh, can they survive?
We know that on TV, but who knows what's going on? They could do a couple things in the ring while.
No, they do, but we're talking about now that there's nothing going on. They just air like vignettes on the screen when they go to commercial. That's what they always do.
Not in the middle of a match.
No,
I think it's scheduled now where they, like, will introduce a team and then go to a commercial break.
Yeah, there's no match. So even if they go in the middle of a match, it's between falls. They're going to do 2 out of 3 falls, which means you're going to see a lot of fucking Duchess of Queensberry rules or whatever that nonsense was.
Duchess of Queen, I like that.
That was the rule that the British Bulldogs defended the belts against the
Didn't William Regal bring that back too in the late 90s? Early 2000s?
I think so.
And they actually brought out like a Duchess of Queensberry, like some fucking hen in a.
Oh, they brought out the actual Duchess.
Yeah,
pretty funny.
They brought out some weird shit.
No, you don't remember that when the Valentine and Beefcake thought they won the belts back on the main event after WrestleMania 2. And Jesse was like, all right, it's that stupid 2 out of 3 falls rule.
I don't remember, but that's awesome.
Jesse.
I was watching Superstars last week.
Which one?
Whatever episode where Steve Armstrong debuted as Lance Cassidy,
baby. And he cut that most stupid promo in that little box in the corner.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
He was right. It was pre Freddie Joe Floyd, this was like probably 94-ish, 93, 94.
It was 92.
92?
Yeah, he wasn't Freddie Joe Floyd either.
No, Freddie Joe Floyd was Tracy Smothers.
Right.
This was pre, like, when he came in is what I was
saying.
Right. Because he just came from WCW as, you know, the Young Pistols or the Southern Boys.
Young Pistols are a great tag team, very underrated.
That was Tracy.
The Young Pistols were not the same as the Southern Boys.
No, they were. They just changed their name. Tracy Smothers.
Are you serious?
And yes. Steve Armstrong, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fuck me with a hammer.
Open up a pack of WCW cards, you'll see.
That's true. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to play fun. I want to have fun.
Can we each open a pack then?
No, no. I want to open one pack. You guys have to guess who's in the pack.
Okay. Okay.
Can somebody write them down?
Write them down.
All right. I thought it'd be kind of fun. All right. How many cards are in a pack, first of all?
12? 10? Does it say it on there?
Well, you have it. You can count them out before you show it to us.
12 full color cards.
All right.
Okay. No, you don't have to. Don't worry about writing them down. Let's just guess.
All right.
I guarantee you, I guarantee you get them all between the two of us. There's 12 cards. I guarantee you get them within 16 guesses.
All right, we'll start guessing and we'll see.
You got to open them, dickhead.
Oh, you want me to open them?
How the fuck are we supposed to?
Thought you guys were going to like ramble off some names.
No, well, because that's why you wanted us to write them down.
Okay.
But now right, it's easier for you to look at them.
Stop. Don't look.
I have a monitor in front of me. I'm not.
Okay.
All right. Matt, you go first.
All right.
Have you looked through all the cards?
Even if he doesn't, he can get through them.
Yes, okay.
Now, if there's multiples, if you guess it once, I can tell you all three, or you want to guess them multiple times or whatever.
The odds are there's probably multiples in there.
I will take Sting for the win.
But do you want to know if there's more than one Sting?
Yes, we'd have to. Otherwise, we wouldn't get.
There is one Sting.
All right.
Kevin, your turn.
You take it out of the pack so we know how many cards?
I took it out. It's over here.
Sorry.
So I'll go Doom.
Can you hit the buzzer? All right, Matt's up 1-0. Matt?
Oh, it's not a. I thought we were a team.
No, it'll be fun this way.
Oh, fuck.
Now Kevin's taking it seriously. These are from 1991, by the way.
Where's the pen
that I threw at Tony?
Come on, give me a guess.
Can I get Scott Steiner?
See, this is tough. I'll give you the Steiner brothers. I'll give them the Steiner brothers.
There were no singular tag team. It was the tag team with even. So, like, if it was Ron Simmons, it would be Doom. If it was Scott Steiner, it would be the Steiner brothers.
All right.
Kevin, you're up.
I will go Sid Vicious.
Kevin has one.
So, Matt has two?
Yeah, Matt has two, yes. Matt.
Can I get a Southern Boys?
You can get a Southern Boys.
Correct.
Actually, you can get two Southern Boys.
Ooh.
So and they're both of the Armstrong variety.
But he doesn't get...
No, he doesn't. So Matt's got three.
Three. But we have to keep that into account with cards. All right. I will go Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson is there.
Correct.
Ding. Matt.
Can I get a flying Brian Pillman, please?
Good guess.
Give yourself a buzzer.
Oh.
Really?
Kevin. Your chance to tie it.
I will go... El Gigante.
Give Kevin a buzzer.
Ah, damn it. That was a cute guess.
Matt, you're up.
All right. Let's see. Can I get a Freebirds?
You can get a Freebirds.
Good fucking call, Matt.
Kevin, you're up.
There's got to be a manager in there.
There's
somewhere.
Four left on five cards, so there's one double.
Can I get Alex Luger?
You can get Alex Luger.
I was hoping that was a double.
Matt, three left.
I'm going to take a shot at a Missy Hyatt.
You can get a Missy
Fuck
Hyatt.
Fuck you!
I think Matt won. There's only two left.
No, if there's not if I get the double.
All right. No. You only get 1 point for the double.
That's true. It's the same person.
No, there's three cards. There's two people left.
So I only get 1 point for the double. Damn it. You're right.
Oh, well.
But if I gave him the points, I would be dead anyway.
I don't know. I think so.
So I would be because he would have another point.
Yeah, but if I miss it.
You guys are overthinking it. Who do you got?
I wish I wouldn't went with Missy Hyatt. But I'll play along with the manager game, and I'll say Teddy Long.
Give him a buzzer.
Damn it.
Matt, who you got?
Can I get a Barry Windham?
No, you can't. Kevin, who you got?
Can I get a Z-Man?
Nope. Matt.
Fuck. Can I get... Oh, man. Can I get a Paul Roma?
Nope. Oh, Matt, Kevin, who you got?
Can I get...
Matt's got five points, you got three, so you'd have to take the other two.
Can I get a Larry Zbyszko?
Nope. Matt, who you got?
Shit.
I think you guys are missing.
Is there a stunning Steve Austin there?
Nope.
Oh, no. All right, that's what I was going to guess. Can I get a Rick Rude?
Nope.
Can I get a Ricky Steamboat?
Nope.
Can I get a Jim Ross?
Nope. All right, last two rounds.
No, we're finishing this.
Can I get fuck.
You just need one and you win this.
I'm thinking. Is there a Dusty Rhodes?
Nope. I think he was a comma man at this point, wasn't he?
Hey.
I live by these packs. This is crazy to me.
It's really insane. You guys are going to kick each other in the dick when you find out who you're missing.
Can I get a...
Can I get a what? Can I get a...
91 WCW.
91 WCW. Ooh, yeah.
I'm just going to... Just so we don't have dead air. Can I get a Paul Orndorff?
Nope.
Because they didn't have one of him.
All right, come on.
Kevin Sullivan.
Nope.
All right, can I'm doing this, baby, because I have these packs.
All right, do it, come on.
Shut up.
Just do it.
Can I get a PN News?
Nope. Come on, this is gonna go on forever.
Can I get a Ric Flair?
Ding! That's two of them.
How did we not say Ric Flair yet?
You said Rick Steamboat, Rick Rude. I'm like, where's Ric Flair?
Nowhere. All right, Matt wins.
All right, last one.
Oh, but Matt, I have no shot, right?
We'll take a shot at it. See if you know who it is. You're never going to get it.
I'll get it.
All right, go ahead.
Medusa.
Nope.
Why, there's one card left?
One card left. Last chances.
Tommy Young.
No.
Tommy Rich.
No. Mr. Wall Street.
Ah, oh, that's a good one.
All right.
He was always there. That's a good one.
Nice, Mr. Wall Street.
So you win the cards.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Wow.
This would be fun. We should do this gimmick every week.
It's the same cards. Like, replace like Doom or
these cards
Brian Pillman.
30 years old, too.
That's right. So funny, that's pretty crazy.
All right. You want to do picks?
Let's do it. Let's rip off some picks.
All right. Do you want to do Ring of Honor first? Or you want
Yeah,
to
let me get
AEW?
My pen. Hold on.
Because I have no idea what the AEW card is. I'm going to have to do that on the fly. But in the meantime, while you're getting your pen, it's time once again for the 412th time this week to do picks for the Shining Wizards Pick Bonanza thing. This time we're picking Best in the World 2019, Ring of Honor. All right, should I read them off? Because you're going to have to do AEW because I have no idea what's on that card.
Well, I have them both here, so whatever you want to do, buddy.
All right, here we go. My favorite wrestling of all times is the women's wrestlings. Kelly Klein and Jenny Rose taking on Allure, Angelina Love, and Mandy Leon.
I'll start off.
Matt, who you got, Kevin?
It's the Allure's in-ring debut. I am going with them.
I agree, Matt.
I don't. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
In the ghetto.
I'm going to go with Kelly Klein. She's the Women of Honor champion, and I think...
Jenny Rose is going to take the pin.
Maybe, but if Kelly Klein, she's been getting the shit knocked out of her by the Allure. If she can get a win in a tag match, and Velvet Sky's not in this, so... I'll take the Kelly Klein and Jenny Rose.
Oh, good for you. Nick Aldis and TBD.
You went Allure?
Yeah, you went Allure.
Nick Aldis and TBD taking on the Briscoes, and the TBD is because Colt Cabana cannot wrestle on Friday, but apparently he's well enough to wrestle in Canada on Saturday.
Well, he'll appear Saturday.
I'll go with Nick Aldis and Drew Gutlau. Just kidding. I don't know.
I'll go with the Briscoes.
I don't have a pick for this one yet, and I was tempted to go with Aldis and Cabana, but now...
Yeah, I'm going Briscoes.
Well, here's the thing. The Briscoes are taking on Roosh and Dragon, so if they eat a loss here, they'll be able to recover one the next night. I'm going with Aldis and to be determined.
I don't think the NWA
wants their world champion losing a match. I don't care.
Well, that's why the TBD takes the pinfall. See, we're both... Those tag matches are...
Whatever.
Iffy.
Six-man tag titles, Villain Enterprises, Skull PCO, and Brody King, taking on the Lifeblood, which is Mark Haskins and Tracy Hot Sauce Williams, and the Darewolf, PJ Black. Who you got? I'm going with Villain Enterprises.
I am also taking the Villain Enterprises.
Same.
And Dalton, I think, go ahead.
Oh, I think notes? We might see the fourth member of Villain Enterprises at some point this weekend.
Who's that?
They've been searching for a fourth member. We don't know.
Drew Gulak is just going to be coming up the TBD everywhere.
Matt's favorite wrestler, Dalton Castle against Dragon Lee. I'm taking Dragon Lee. Fuck Dalton Castle.
I'm with Tony on this one. Fuck Dalton Castle.
I am going with Dalton Castle.
Of course you are, Kevin.
Flip Gordon versus Roosh.
Ah, this is the hardest one.
Of course it is. She said. Right now.
I'm going with Roosh.
Yeah, I'm taking Roosh too. Fuck Flippy Doo.
I love Flippy Doo, but I'm going Roosh.
We got a Pure Rules match. Silas Young, Matt's other favorite wrestler, against Jonathan.
I like
Gresham.
Silas Young. You're the one that hates him.
I like Silas Young. He just looks like a
fucking I'll start
old
this
man.
Off.
Do you know the rules of a pure Rules match?
Yeah, it's like
three rope breaks, closed fist punches to the face are not allowed.
Pinches. Don't pinch his face.
With the first receiving a warning and the second resulting in a DQ.
I'll go first. Silas Young had a great outing over El Hijo de Squid. On this past, did you watch the latest Ring of Honor TV?
I didn't.
He fought this guy dressed like Gresham, just like red gear, but he had a squid, like stuffed animal over his face.
Oh, all right.
El Hijo de Squid. I'm going with Silas Young.
I'm going with Gresham based on what you just told me.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck that. Matt, who'd you take?
I like Jonathan Gresham.
Good, awesome.
I mean, I like Silas Young too, but I think this is Gresham's turn to get the win.
Yeah, and Silas is the kind of guy he'll eat losses day and night. He doesn't give a shit.
I just think his character, Technician of Honor, is just so good. It'd be a shame to have him lose to
TV Tit Championship. Shane Taylor defends against Bandito. I'm going Shane Taylor because there's no way they're taking it off of Chocolate Sauce.
I agree.
I'm with you guys. I like Shane Taylor.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He cut a hell of a promo in the last show too.
He's fucking
or vignette, if you will.
He's my boy, Bad News Brown.
He's your boy.
It's nothing like that.
World Championship. Matt Taven defends against Lobo? Who do I have here?
No.
Pineapple
Head.
Why do I have Lobo?
Pineapple Man.
I have Lobo. I don't know what I was writing.
That looks like Cobb, you asshole.
I don't know. It looks like Lobo to me. The fucking Hula Hula Pineapple guy. Is he still undefeated?
He is.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? He's going to fucking lose. Matt Taven's got to win. You know why he's got to win? Because the next night he's in some fucking four-way nonsense with Kenny King, Jonathan Gresham, and Dalton Castle.
Yeah, but if Jeff Cobb wins, that's a championship match.
Yeah, well, that tough shit. I'm not fucking giving Dalton Castle championship shot. Matt Taven's going to win. I don't care how bad people think Ring of Honor is under Matt Taven.
This is so fucking tough.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm going Matt Taven, because he's my boy.
I'll jump the shark here. I'm saying new champ, Jeff Cobb.
I'm with Kevin on this.
You're both out of your fucking
minds. I think I
could be totally wrong. It could be a coin flip. To me, this is a coin flip.
Is he still like some champion in Japan, or he was never open weight and he lost it?
He lost it.
That's right. Okay, never mind.
I think you're going to see Jeff Cobb as the fourth member of Villain Enterprises, and I think the Kingdom's going to try and interfere in Villain Enterprises.
Ooh, can I change my pick then?
If you want.
But that's Matt saying it. It's not like Colt Cabana or Ian Riccoboni saying it.
Yeah, but Matt knows Ring of Honor.
Not more than you.
I mean, you were undefeated.
Right, that's true. Matt Taven, we're going with it. Fuck him. Fuck it. If I'm gonna lose,
all it takes is one kick to the ego. And he's
all right, now
are
we picking this other shit the next day?
No, we're not picking the fucking TV tapings.
I
want to
take Sumi Sakai. I want to pick Jenny Rose over all these other broads. I want Silas Young to be Josh Woods. What the hell is a Josh Woods?
Josh Woods is a great young up-and-comer.
Good. Is he any good as Carissa Rivera? Because she's going to lose to Sumi Sakai.
Maybe.
Sakai me off. There you go.
New Japan Pro Wrestling did have a show this morning.
Ooh.
Kazuni Road?
Kazarni?
Can I say that? Kazuna Road?
Great.
You guys know I've been on a huge New Japan Pro Wrestling kick, and I'll be the first to say it. Not their best showing.
Ooh.
Well, was this like another special, or is this just a?
It's so the Kazuna Road. It's like something they do often in between these big shows.
Well,
they'll do 10 to 12 shows, and they'll only have three nights where there's championship matches.
Was the third night Greg the Hammer Valentine?
It was not.
Okay.
So they did two last week, where we saw new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champions crowned as El Fantasmo and Bone Soldier Taiji Ishimori defeated Roppongi Bongi.
Bongi 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 Bongi. Roppongi Bongi 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 Bongi.
Dummy. Yeah.
Roppongi Bongi Bongi Bongi.
You idiots.
Fuck.
Roppongi Bongi Bongi. You have AIDS. Bongi 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 Bongi.
And the next night was a 10-man elimination match. And that was the big main event.
Don't care.
So this morning show.
Bungie, 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 bungie. Roppongi bungi 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 bungi.
I'm fucking sweating.
Wait, why are you sweating?
I don't know.
Sing it with me, everybody at home. Roppongi bungi 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 bungi.
So this was the last.
I stick my finger in Ricochet's ass and go Roppongi bungi bungi bungi. Give him like that little finger curl.
Like, where is Thumpkin?
Where is Thumpkin? Roppongi bungi bungi. Wait. Ooh, Roppongi. Roppongi bungi.
So this was the last night of Kazuna Road.
Kazuna Road.
All right. Quit.
He's on Kazuna
Road. No, it's fine.
You're good.
Roppongi bungi.
Roppongi bungi bungi.
Roppongi bungi. Roppongi bungi.
And your two high-profile matches were El Fantasmo against Taguchi for the British Cruiserweight Championship.
Coochie.
And Zack Sabre Jr. defending his British Heavyweight Championship and his G1 Climax spot against Yoshihashi.
Hashi.
On paper, it seemed like a great idea, and the stuff they've been doing with Yoshihashi has been great. He won that tag match at Dominion. He got the pin over Zack Sabre Jr., which was a huge upset. And the build during Kazuna Road was making Yoshihashi seem like a very viable competitor. Him and Zack Sabre Jr., their styles did not work well together. Zack Sabre Jr. retained, so Yoshihashi's not in the G1. It was just a clash of styles. I wasn't into it at all. I wasn't feeling it. It was a little disappointing. And then the El Fantasmo and the Taguchi match was mostly a comedy spot. Which is not something I know Taguchi's kind of like a comedy thing,
right.
But it's not something I'm used to seeing. And I think El Fantasmo is super, like, he's like Finn Balor, New Japan Pro Wrestling when he was there, when he first came in. So to see him in this match, he retained. It was just weird. I wasn't a huge fan of the show.
It happens, man.
They continued the storylines with L.I.J. Evil still doesn't want to fist bump with everybody. And then Ibushi. Ibushi.
He's evil, dude.
What, the fucking G1's coming, Tony?
Fuck the G1.
No, never.
Like a G6.
Guess what, Tony? You better fucking brush up on your Japanese wrestling, because I'm going to watch every night of the G1, and I'm going to want to talk about it with somebody, and that somebody's going to be you and Kevin.
That's great. Right. I thought we were going to pick every fucking show of the G1.
I would love... All the matches, all the cards are announced. We could do a special show where we just pick every single card.
Mutually exclusive from regular picks.
Oh, just a G1 pick.
I hate you both.
G picks.
G, yes. Like a G picks. Like a G picks, baby.
Look at that.
I don't understand that.
Clever. It's a rap song.
G6?
Oh, I thought you were going for like Rhinestone Cowboy.
That's like a Rhinestone Cowboy.
Bongi bongi.
Exactly.
So that was New Japan. From,
that was New Japan.
Yep. From yesterday morning. This morning?
Sunday morning, rain is
falling. I don't know. It's the first time I kind of was like, yeah, but before I was just watching the big shows. So big, I guess there's still these shows in the middle where they're not.
Sorry.
It's okay. They're not like.
What did you fucking eat for lunch? Nothing.
What did
you
I have for
running
let's
on fumes.
Turkey balls.
You're absolutely right. I didn't have anything over. Jesus I actually Christ. Found time to stop and put gas in my car, and I got
sounds like you fucking put it in your stomach.
I got a pretzel braid at the Quick Check.
Well, that's healthy.
No one ever said I was the fucking picture of healthy.
Can we do some newses and notes before we get to the AEW Fight Fest?
Yeah, Fighter Fest. What do you got?
I'm not familiar with his work, but Adrian McCallum, best known as Lionheart, passed away. Are you familiar with him at all?
He does a lot of stuff in ICW. If you remember, he was, I want to say he was the first guy that AJ broke his neck when AJ was
the
Styles Clash.
And he wouldn't, he tucked and when you were supposed to
right.
head up.
And he broke his neck.
I don't, honestly don't, I mean, that sounds right. I honestly don't remember. I never really knew anything about him. So, still sucks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he was young, fucking 36.
And he's a staple, apparently, in that United Kingdom wrestling community.
He was their heavyweight champion.
ICW, right? At the time?
At the time.
Oh. ICW is the group that Big Damo came from, right?
Yes.
Insane Championship Wrestling. Yes. Which, right? Is that what it's called?
No.
ICW's...
Ireland?
What's ICW stand for?
I thought it was Ireland.
I thought it was Insane Championship Wrestling.
Is it insane?
There's so many ICWs. I could be thinking of one in the States.
Insane in the Membrane.
So WWE works insane with them pretty heavily now.
No, Insane, you're right. Yeah, in Scotland.
Yeah.
Insane. Scotland, that was it.
Scotland.
WWE works with them very, very heavily now when they started the NXT UK brand. So, yeah, again, I didn't know who he was, so I guess shame on me, but still it...
I mean, he's been around for a while. He was...
I know.
2007, he did a small stint in Ring of Honor in 2008, and he wrestled Nigel.
Right.
So there's probably a
and
chance...
And he was in TNA.
There's probably a chance that I knew who he was and just didn't put two and two together at the time of his passing, so it sucks. Apparently, he left a legacy and meant a whole lot to the wrestling world in that part of the country, so...
that's a rough one.
It's tough, and someone so young dying in the business, so...
Tommy Young.
Sad. So sad.
Tommy Young.
Well, speaking of guys that aren't so young but having health problems, Bobby Eaton wound up in the hospital with heart issues.
Eaton?
I love you guys.
Let me see. Jim Cornette said, God damn, he's fucking fine. He's one of the Midnights.
He's never going to die. We're undiable.
No, he's got best interview on the Shining Wizards ever.
His pacemaker is working well. That's rough, dude.
Why? His pacemaker is working well?
No, it's rough having a pacemaker. My mother had one of them shits put in last year. It's not fun. It's fucking...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well! All
right. Let me see. Oh, the WWE is getting their own category at the ESPYs this year.
Gives a fuck.
More fucking nonsense from fucking ESPN.
What do you got for the nominees, Tony?
Oh, there's nominees?
Oh, yeah. The nominees are Roman Reigns.
Oh, wait. You didn't give the category. Best WWE moment of the year.
Yes.
Oh, great. Roman Reigns saying leukemia is in remission. If that doesn't win, I mean,
I don't know. Becky beating Ronda and Charlotte to win the Raw and SmackDown women's titles in Mania.
Because fucking equality, dude.
Kofi Kingston beating D-Bry at Mania.
Because of equality, dude.
Ronda Rousey beating Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam.
Dude.
There's only fucking one, two, three, four?
And three of them are championship wins, and one of them is beating a tumor.
Ugh, Roman Reigns is going to win that.
I'm a tumor.
I feel so bad, because him and Drew McIntyre really had a great match. Drew McIntyre.
But...
man,
it's in the I don't give a shit department of WWE.
I know, but if you just like I
no,
sat
you
and
need
I
need stories, good matches.
I understand, but you have arguably the most talented roster in the world, and you're given like this Shane McMahon shit is atrocious.
Yes, it is.
Drew McIntyre should be in the heavyweight championship picture, and we're getting fucking Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon against The Undertaker and Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules.
We talked about this before. Drew McIntyre, he's got all the tools. I don't know if he has it, really.
I still don't see it.
You know?
I think he's got it, man. I don't know.
I mean, I don't give a damn.
Sometimes that opinion changes for me when they actually get it. So yeah. If he actually gets the championship at some point, then it'll probably change, and I'll probably see him as a champion because he actually is one. But I saw it in NXT. But I don't know if at that point it was because I was still remembering Drew McIntyre that
Did you feel like he was championship material when he was the Impact champion?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
I can't believe I remember that.
This is why Alexa Bliss is great.
Why is
she? She's 5 feet tall and she controls the ring like she's a fucking giant. Every move is calculated, every facial expression, everything she does means something. That's why she's amazing. Dude, I thought you had no shirt on when I looked at you just now. It fucking weirded me out for 2 seconds while I was
It got hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Hotter than a pizza truck.
Dude, it was fucking hot
fucking
today.
Brutal.
Alicia Hawks.
Where's Alicia Fox?
She's in rehab, isn't she?
Still?
I have no idea.
What's up with Sasha Banks? Any news on the Sasha Banks front?
She's still fucking nuts with David Chappelle. And
David Ortiz? Last I heard, she was... I don't know why I said David Ortiz. Last I heard, she was filming stuff for the 2K game in New York. So that was a couple weeks ago, though. At least.
She's going to be like a big surprise. The Bukkake twins are taking on your girls in the Japan House show.
For real?
Or no, I think they're wrestling them tonight. If they beat them, then they will face them at the Japan House show.
They're going to win the titles in Japan.
The Bukkake sisters?
The Bukkake Warriors versus the Butt Pirates.
The Bukkake Warriors. No, the Bukkake Warriors are the Butt Pirates.
That's a good point.
Well, Ricochet might be their new mascot.
No, Ricochet's going to fire Paige. And Paige will be like, hey, what are you doing? This is my job.
Paige.
Oh god! I love the voice. I could do without the pig snorts, though.
I'm so hungry.
I love Paige with that voice, but without the fat connotations.
Without the Miss Piggy,
Kevin. Yeah.
Like, oh, I could see Paige talking like this, even though I'm skinny and
Kevin,
attractive.
I would like to use your belt as a serving tray. I'm going to put pork rinds on it.
You don't have to do this. Again, the voice is funny. You don't have to do the mean stuff.
Who wants to eat the cracker? Oh, I will.
Let me ask you too, since you're the belt marks of the group. Yes. AEW announced on Being the Elite that they will be unveiling a new women's championship at All Out.
Uh-huh.
Is this the latest episode?
I believe so.
I didn't finish that one.
With what they did with the world championship that they're going to be placing on either Chris Jericho or Adam Page, do you feel like they'll unveil another beautiful piece of hardware?
Yeah, but I hope they don't take the WWE route and make it look exactly the same as the men's. It could be just as prestigious without looking just as lame. I'm not saying that NXT belt. I mean, AEW belt is beautiful, gorgeous fucking piece of belt. Tony, would you agree or no?
I like it. I don't know if it's the most gorgeous belt I've ever seen, but it's actually a good design.
Where would you put it? Current belts. Right now,
I put it top five.
Okay, so like,
how would you feel if they made the AEW women's title smaller?
Yeah,
it should be smaller because you have to. Here's the
thing. I don't know if Nyla Rose wins.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the thing, though. I'm thinking in the scope of WWE, where 9 times out of 10 they're smaller people, but now you have big jacked
women.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, they're because in AEW you have bigger,
You have, like you said, Nyla Rose. You have Aja Kong. You have, not Aja Kong, Awesome Kong. Aja Kong might still be there, too. I don't know.
Yeah, she might be in the mix.
So, I mean, what you could do is, like, what they did with the... When Mark Henry won the belt, they made strap extenders. So you could kind of do that if you have to for the women's belt if you have bigger women having it or holding it.
Do you think
needed a strap extender.
Do you think Ricochet and Casey have a strap extender?
Roppongi, bongi, bongi, bongi,
bongi. Pew, 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 pew. But you remember what I'm talking about. When Mark Henry won the ECW belt, they put the extenders on it because he was a giant.
Not the ECW belt.
It was an ECW
belt. No, it wasn't.
Why wasn't it?
Because it was fucking garbage.
Yeah, all right.
Somebody going to get the
Did it say ECW on it?
It said WWECW on it. So I guess it still said ECW on it. All right, Tony, you ready?
Oh, fuck yes.
This is Saturday nights, and this is free on BleacherReport.com.
Wait. We need the music one more
time.
Do
you guys know why every time I close my podcast app, when I go to my front screen, there's still a podcast playing?
No.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Yeah, save it for after the show, buddy.
What's up, fuckers?
We're doing it again.
More picks. This time in AEW Fighter Fest.
Woo!
Like Kevin said earlier, don't forget to bring your Coke cans, free admission, 2-for-1s, whatever. All right, I got to lower this shit.
Yeah, please lower that. This is Saturday. It's on Bleacher Report.
Oh, wait, I lowered it too
free.
Much. Actually, that's good. Oh, wait, I stopped it. I got to start over. Okay, keep going.
So we'll start with our pre-show.
Well.
This is a hardcore match.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. What page? Okay, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, are you good there? We got Michael Nakazawa.
Okay, Michael Nakazawa was in the Battle Royal.
Yes, he was the guy who put the oil all over himself.
Who is Alex Jabroni?
He is the CEO of Fighter Fest.
Yes, Kevin and I could not figure out what this
nonsense is.
No, I
told you what he was.
Community Effort Orlando.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a gaming event.
I said he was like some sort of weird PR guy for them, but I guess it was just the event.
He's like the CEO of the fighting game of thing.
Yeah. Gives a shit. Chief Nakahoma's going to win.
All right, you like Michael Nakazawa.
Yes, I do.
Who else is in it?
It's Michael Nakazawa against Alex Jabali.
Oh, fuck.
Jabali.
Yeah. I'll take,
Kevin, I'm going to put Jabali's in your mouth.
I'll take Funaki.
Yeah, I'm taking Nakazawa too. Kylie Rae against Leva Bates with Peter Avalon in her corner.
Wait, Kevin told me Leva Bates is blue pants, right?
Yeah, but she's a
librarian now.
Oh, great. I'm fucking taking Smiley Kylie.
All right.
Fuck Peter. Peter Avalon, isn't he that skinny prick?
Yeah, he's a
fucking librarian too. There's two librarians.
Oh, fuck both of them.
I'm going Leva Bates.
I'm going Kylie O'Smiley.
Yeah, I'm going Smiley Kylie too.
All right. Best Friends against SoCal Uncensored against Private Party. Winners advance to the All Out for an opportunity at a first round bye in the AEW World Tag Team Championship Tournament.
It's SCU, Private Party, and who?
Best Friends.
Fuck.
I'm taking SCU.
Yeah, SCU's been on a roll of one win and no loss.
And the SCU team is Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian, if that matters at all to you.
I'm going Best Friends.
All right, Tony.
Can I give you the next one?
Did you make a pick?
Yeah, I did.
He said SCU. SoCal.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that. My headphones fell off.
All right, go ahead. You pick the matches. I don't know what order you got them in.
All right, we got Yuka Sakazaki versus Rio versus Nyla Rose. I'm taking Yuka Sakazaki.
Yeah. Rio.
Is that who you're taking?
No, I'm taking Sakazaka's. Sakazaka's adorable.
Yeah, I'll take
fuck Nyla Rose.
I'll take Hakushi.
Wow, really? Fuck Nyla Rose. Nice. Yeah. Kevin, two in a row with the racist stuff. I love
Sakazaki.
It's very it's not something Kevin usually does.
Yeah, so but it's like
it's funnier coming from you.
She's the Tokyo one half of the Tokyo Princess Tag Team Champions, by the way.
Whom?
Sakazuka.
Okay. Christopher Daniels against Seema.
Seema. Seema.
Do you have it? I got to go. If I picked SCU to lose a tag match, I got to go Daniels here.
I'm going Daniels anyway. Fuck Seema.
I'll take Daniels too.
Yeah, right. Fuck them all. Can I do the next one? Adam Page versus Jimmy Havoc versus Jungle Boy versus MJF. It's a four-way. Now, is this elimination or is this one fall?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
It's a four-way.
Doesn't matter. I'm taking Adam Page.
I'm with you on that.
Your fucking guy challenging for your world titles losing.
My gut, my
My inner self wants to take MJF, but I'm going Page.
Fuck Jimmy Havoc, fuck Jungle Boy, and MJF.
Really?
Yeah, fuck him a little bit.
Moxley versus Janela.
Really? Sorry, Joey. Moxley all day, or day.
Yeah, I'm going Moxley,
yep,
too.
Yep, yep, yep. Love you, Joey.
There's no way the United States champion of All Japan, of New Japan, All Japan. I meant All Japan, like all of Japan, not all Japan. You know what I meant.
Right, fuck gotcha.
It. Moxley.
The Elite of Kenny Omega, Matt, and Nick Jackson take on the Lucha Brothers of Pentagon Jr., Rey Fénix, and Laredo Kid.
This is tough.
Where is this show?
This Mexico. Show is in Florida.
Daytona Beach.
Yes.
They're going to jump in the pool when they win the match.
I'm going with the Elite since the Lucha Brothers got their AAA tag titles back.
I might do that too because Kenny Omega needs a fucking win.
This is so tough because you don't want to get, like, this is speaking for them. I don't want to, if I'm AEW, I don't want to be considered the people that just puts over Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and Cody all the fucking time. But then again, I don't think this show is big enough where it matters if they win or lose. Or if they win, I don't think people are going to shit on them. So I am going to go Omega Bucks.
All right. And then Cody and Darby Allin.
See, this is. It's the same thing.
Whirl and Darby Allin's camp. However, Cody must win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Cody must win.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be fun. I mean,
I think it'll be fun.
No, the show's going to be great. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that this. I think we only have, what, two picks that are different between the three of us?
It's okay.
The tag match and the Smiley Kylie, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. Matt's going to fucking be seven matches back.
Fuck you.
Fuck your hand. Hey,
no, because Blue Pants is gonna win. So
no, she's not.
We got picks.
Yeah, she is actually getting over. Fuck so
here's an idea, Tony.
Smiley Kylie.
We pick these because we need to, you need to get acclimated with AEW. If you want to be a fucking
everything,
if you want to be an expert in New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor, and guess what, shit, dick, next week, next week we got to pick a fucking Impact pay per view, buddy, Slammiversary.
I am the Impact expert.
So there's a lot we got to pick, buddy. So get acclimated with it, okay?
I've been acclimated for that. Hey, Mr. Acclimated. Mr. fucking six games back over here.
Look, I take risks. Without risk, there is no reward.
And you haven't been rewarded yet. What do you think? It's going to pay off with this one?
Maybe.
You didn't. I don't think a lot of our picks were risky.
No. Ring of Honor, I think we had a couple of risque picks.
Risque.
You
know, risque sings Smell Your Dick. That's her name, risque. All
right, great.
Speaking of risque, Kevin, it's time to go home.
Fuck.
Matt, do you have a going home?
I do have a going home.
I want to play some new music because I pulled some new music.
Oh,
out.
Cool.
Here we go.
Can I do like a cheap plug for going home?
In honor of our new 205 champion, Mr. Drew Gulak. It almost sounds like my fucking fake news music.
Can I do like a cheap like Kevin Grifo suck up going home?
No. Fucking come on.
If you want.
Sorry, I got nothing else.
Is it fucking Saved by the Bell on tour?
Nah, never mind. You guys go.
What's your going home? You got a going home?
I do.
All right.
Sports Illustrated Media Podcast recently interviewed Universal Champion Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins talked about Dean Ambrose, a.k.a. John Moxley. He says Ambrose can do what he wants. He's a big boy. He's got his big boy pants on. Blah, blah, blah. Gave everything he had to the company the entire time he was there. But at the end of the day, he took his ball and went home, or he went elsewhere at least. And I think that's a little presumptuous of him to get on a podcast and talk down about the company that gave him such an opportunity. He went on to say, I love the guy. I love him. But at the end of the day, we have different perspectives. So he's kind of soured on the man who was given every opportunity in WWE. Is he sincere or is he towing the company line? That's the question I pose to you guys. Matt, what you going home?
Kyle O'Reilly will not be able to wrestle this weekend at Evolve 129 and 130. Taking his place will be Tyler Breeze.
Whoa!
So Saturday he will be taking on AR Fox, and Sunday he will be taking on the retrosexual Anthony Green.
Awesome.
So if you are in the New York, New Jersey area and you want to get out to Queens,
take us to Queens
or Brooklyn this weekend, there's two great shows, Evolve 129 and 130, and Tyler Breeze will be there. So that's pretty exciting. Breeze, O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Roderick Strong, and Tommaso Ciampa. We do meet and greets at 129 and 130.
Is one of those at Finbar's? Maybe.
Whatever the one that we went to the show.
Brooklyn. It's got
to
be
the one that we went to. Is they're doing it again. That's not St. Pat. It's St. Finbar's.
St. Finbar's.
St. Finbar, right?
We went to that bar where we thought we were going to get beat up by the Russian mafia.
Yes.
Yeah. Guys, NXT is starting the breakout star tournament. A lot of familiar faces to the Shining Wizards are involved in this. Trevor Lee, Tony, who is Trevor Lee?
Kevin Greenville, truck driver guy.
Thing. Isaiah Scott, a.k.a. Swerve Strickland, friend of the show. DJ Z, a lot of familiar faces on this show, on this tournament coming up.
DJ Z.
And there's ACH. A lot of indie darlings, so to speak. So I can't wait to watch this, and we put it out there on the Facebook land that who people think are going to win and who's to be the next breakout star. I'm going with Swerve. And what did I say?
I don't know. You had a going home song?
That's it. That was my going home.
Yeah. This is, we're like, what, 431 episodes in?
Did we mention?
Oh, this is an oldie but a goodie.
This is an oldie for a goodie, and this is going to aggravate the fuck out of Tony.
Oh, okay.
Whew. Did I not like this?
Oh, you fucking hate
it. Oh, this woman? I hate your face for this. I'm done.
This Sunday, catch me at Tierney's Tavern in Montclair.
Make sure you follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards, Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday night with possibly a guest and more shenanigans from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
What's the weather like?
Who are the people that she mentions that they died in this song?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God. You're bringing back awful memories. This is almost as bad as Can't Fight This Feeling. Today we lost the
captain. Fuck. Goodbye.
That's
goodbye.
Daniel. That's Daniel Bryan singing the backups on this.
Good for him. I hope he dies too.
Wow. Daniel, oh my God. Stop it, Tony.
We got stuck with this shitty song.
Stay tuned. The rant is up next, celebrating their 600th episode. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
I don't care. Who gives a shit?
I don't care. Really, really changed me as a kid back in the 80s. The first time I saw him in Cindy, colorful and crazy. In my baggy jams and my different color sneaks. They could do it, I could do it, even if I got teased. I know I'm not.
You know what? I'm coming back on. Fuck this song. If you're still listening, you suck. Fucking asshole.
When episode 431?
Right?
Your Uber's 40 minutes late. Oh, wait, you don't take the Uber. You do. Fuck you.
I don't take Uber.
I hope there's construction on your way home, jackass.
I don't remember this song, so.
It's a good thing, you know. Bye.
Bye, everybody. I love you. I'm a million.